Yeah, absolutely. Melanie Eusebi, thank you so much for talking to us. Chair of the Black British Business Awards. She's a qualities activist. She, like me, celebrating this. I do find it extraordinary that it's 100 years since women got the first rights to vote in 1918 that this statue is going up, the first of a statue of a woman in Parliament Square. Again, it's, we've been rewarding putting statues up to the leaders of foreign countries before we've even put one up to a woman in our country. Extraordinary times. Anyway, I'm done for another day, but delighted to welcome a man who no doubt will one day have a statue of his very own in Parliament Square, John Holmes.
Sure, it's only a matter of time, you know, I mean, sure, all the surely. Work I do for women's activism. So we're at war, so we're going to be covering that.
Yeah, I know.
Did you miss that break? You were at war now.
This is it. You see, I, as I said at the start of my show, I, you know, went away for a week, yep. Came back. We triggered Brexit. It's summer. That yep. happened as well.
That's
while
right.
I was away.
Didn't, in cold
raining
New York.
In New York.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, and we're at war.
We're at war with Spain. So, you know, great news. So, you know, lots of coverage of the war is what's coming up on the programme.
As long as we can still get stocks of Rioja, I'm okay. Anyway, that's coming up. John Holmes' show from 1. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great afternoon. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
And they're off. Coming up on the inside, it's the one your wife liked to look of, followed by the one your dog picked, chasing the one you got in a sweepstake, taking the lead.
There's a better way to pick your horses with the Sun's free favourite pullout every day of the Aintree Festival. Get all the top tips on the form, the fences and the favourites every day. Free sweepstake kit on Friday, plus a free £1 Grand National bet at Ladbrokes on Saturday. Starts Thursday only in the Sun. Free betting shops only. Conditions apply. 18 plus. Gamble aware.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just for Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just for Men. Hit the loo. Grab a pint. Refill the crisps. Order a curry and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just for Men. Officially faster than halftime. Find it in the men's aisle.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Talk Radio. It's a Monday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Gibraltar row. 5 charged over asylum seeker attack, and laziness could be deadly.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street says the Brexit secretary has told Spain's foreign minister the UK will be steadfast in supporting Gibraltar. Draft European Union negotiating guidelines published on Friday suggest Spain will be able to veto any future trade deal between the EU and the UK. Crossbencher Baroness Butler-Sloss has told Talk Radio it's making the whole situation much more difficult.
It's extremely sad that Spain should have raised the ante like this. I think it's very unhelpful of Spain. I think it's very unwise of the EU because it's muddying the waters, and we want the best arrangement with Europe that we can possibly have.
Police say a teenage asylum seeker has started to make a recovery after a suspected hate attack in South London. The 17-year-old Kurdish Iranian has a fractured skull and a blood clot on the brain. 5 people have been charged with violent disorder. 1 is also accused of racially aggravated GBH. It's claimed laziness could be causing as many deaths as smoking. The British Heart Foundation says 20 million people people are inactive across the UK and at risk of heart disease unless they change their lifestyle. Dr. Mike Napton, who's behind the report, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
A third of the UK population aren't taking as much physical exercise as they should. And the reason that I'm worried about that is it puts those people at risk of heart disease, that's heart attack. And sadly, that can be fatal the first time you experience a heart attack or stroke.
Claims that suicidal callers to the 111 helpline were put on hold till they hung up are being investigated by the NHS. The Sun sent an undercover reporter to a call centre in London and also found some workers asleep at their desks. And Donald Trump says he could totally tackle North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on his own if China doesn't get tougher on the secretive state. The US president is due to meet China's leader this week.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Pleasantly warm and sunny for much of the country, but cloudier towards the northwest with some rain and stronger winds. Highs of 16 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there, for your news and your weather.
You're welcome, John Holmes.
Just a couple of verbal typos, but I think overall we nailed it, didn't we?
Why do you have to bring that up?
Oh, just...
It's so annoying. You haven't done it for like 2 weeks and now here you are back again picking faults.
Well, I hadn't noticed it in the last 2 weeks. Were there something in the last 2 weeks?
I think I've actually been all right in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, maybe we should try harder.
Yeah, just saying.
Oh,
Hashtag just saying. How was your weekend?
It was good, thanks. How was yours?
Fine, thanks.
Good. That's done.
That banter's over with. Yep. Good, right, let's do it. Victoria will be here, by the way, with bonus news later today. Of course, her bonus news today is mineral news. She has to make the time up because the news bulletins are shorter. Animal, vegetable, mineral, consecutive days.
Yeah.
Start the week with mineral.
It's not a good start to the week then, is it?
Yeah, well, that's just what I'm saying. Monday mineral, mineral Monday.
It's not a thing.
No. Right, here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon.
Hi,
Burnley manager Sean Dyche has laughed off the idea he could take over from Arsene Wenger at Arsenal. Club legend Paul Merson suggested Dyche could be the man to replace the Frenchman when he does eventually leave the club, but Dyche, with tongue firmly in cheek, isn't convinced.
I'll wait for them to come knocking. Are you mad, man? They should be knocking the door down, of course. God, Arsenal Football Club, be lucky to have me, they would. That was a joke, because I've had that before, where someone writes that seriously, and then they make this big story out of it. Okay, so. Anyway, they've got a top-class manager, by the way.
Chelsea striker Fran Kirby's in the England women's squad for Euro 2017. Boss Mark Sampson has named his squad over 3 months early, with England tackling Scotland, Spain and Portugal in their group. 8 players are included from Super League champions Manchester City, including captain Steph Houghton. Finally, tennis. British number 2 Naomi Broad in action at the Monterey Open Tennis in Mexico later. She's up against America's Catherine Bellis in the first round. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Benjamin. Very, very good. No mistakes. So there's a programme. It's a Monday afternoon. You know, we've got to fill the time with something. So let's crack on with this.
Talk Radio.
Ready for the Easter movie hunt?
Yay!
Right, off you go.
I found Ghostbusters.
I've got Finding Dory.
And I've got Star Trek Beyond.
What about you, Mum?
Me?
Oh, I've got Chris Hemsworth in The Huntsman.
Want to keep the whole family entertained this Easter? Grab a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies, all without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK, new customers only. Pass auto renews at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Stream via internet.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock, when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yeah, there's going to be stuff coming up on the programme, obviously. I'm 88th in line, waiting for someone to make the time up. Let's concentrate on the Frog March, Victoria's bonus news. This is what people are complaining about. PJ McKay.
I'll give you...
Will you?
Wow, there's lots of going on here at this box of crayons.
Oh, it's Paul Dark, sorry.
The popular BBC DVD series
has a separate podcast. I like to listen to it with my bin lid.
That kind of subtle liberal racism.
And now your knees are dirty.
Did you meet Carol Malone earlier?
Trump Orange is coming in, they're modernising. Camberwick Green, Simply Red, and Diversity Black and Brown.
It's Daphne and Celeste, not Daphne.
This morning, the British ambassador in Madrid handed the Spanish government a final note saying that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Gibraltar. If they did not, then a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now, breaking news on Talk Radio, that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently, this country is at war with Spain.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then to you, and welcome if you are just joining us. The breaking news then is that we are at war with Spain. So, April Fool, we're not. We're actually not. But it has all gone rocks up over Gibraltar, of course. So if we do go to war with Spain this afternoon as a country, we will be sure to bring you coverage of that war as it happens here on Talk Radio. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has said this lunchtime that when he's finished single-handedly sorting out North Korea, he's going to start on sorting out Gibraltar. He said that if the UK and Spain can't agree, then he's going to invade it and claim it for the US. Gibraltar, said Trump, would become the 52nd American state, and the famous monkeys would be dressed in stars and stripes Uncle Sam hats and, I quote the president, taught to use guns and kill the Spanish. And also the English, depending on the mood. Donald Trump has also announced plans in the last hour to carve the rock of Gibraltar into the shape of his face. Like a sort of Iberian Peninsula-based Mount Rushmore. You know, the famous sculpture of the president's faces in Dakota. Well, it's Mount Rushmore's going to be like that, but with Trump's great big face, they're going to dye the grass and the trees on top of the rock orange and leave it to grow wild. So from the sea, it looks like his hair. And they've also said they're going to take the flag-clad monkeys and train them to climb in and out of Donald Trump's sculpted rock nose, firing their guns at passing ships like violent simian bogies. That is the breaking news this afternoon. What Donald Trump has said he's going to do. First North Korea, then he's coming for the rock. Breaking news then. Hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock. If we're busy being pedantic, which we are, it is that programme. Yes, I'm John Holmes. And, well, we have got a programme of sorts to lob in your direction between now and when we stop. Here's what's on the way. Headline Hijack is for starters. If you don't know what that is because you're new to the programme, allow me to explain it to you. Bye. Well, you get to invade the news. That's right, at 2 o'clock. Consider the news as North Korea, and consider yourself as Donald Trump threatening to invade it. We want your made-up news stories, please. That is what we require of you. That's what we do at 2 o'clock. In the bulletin, there's a lie, an alternative fact, a fake news. And you are cordially invited to make it up, please. Because it's there to fool the people not listening to this bit of the programme. That's why we do it. It's the Headline Hijack. Here comes the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Some words that you know. Just a couple of sentences. Sounds like a news broadcast. Make it sound vaguely plausible. We could put it in the news. You'll be today's Headline Hijacker. Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
Very much the North Korea. In the... So it's the North Korea of Victoria, really, in that she tightly controls who is allowed in and out of her mouth, so... Not that tightly. We'll emit the news from it at 2 o'clock. Also, you're live then. Fake news celebrated, not castigated. You all right, Victoria?
No.
Okay. There's the diversity paper review, of course, today. We continue our quest to become the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting land. We welcome Matt back today. Matt, of course, is a Jewish. And he's going to be going through today's papers with his North London eyes. A lot to get through there. Also today, a tiny child playing a tune on a toy xylophone. You are invited to identify it. She'll also be discussing the news. Of course, it's Toddler Pop, seven-year-old Maisie, banging out the tunes for you to identify. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's on the way. All your reactions as well, as we invite all your reactions. Work experience punditry. Today, coming from Sophie, who's doing the weekend's television. We'll be talking to our foreign correspondent about something foreign. Big foreign news today, of course. There's Victoria's bonus news. We've already said that. It's going to be mineral news today at around 3:30. And there's your chance to get a meat-based souvenir of time spent on the radio playing a game of band or. Today, because you'll remember from Friday, if you were listening, Crayola made a big song and dance about dropping Dandelion Yellow from their crayon collection. We'll be playing band or crayon colour. Register your interest to play 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Oh, yeah. And as I say, you could be on the receiving end of a meat-based souvenir. Your choice, chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because we're not racist, John.
Plus, we bring you hot guest action as well. We'll be joined by the comedian, actor, director, screenwriter, Steve Oram will be here. He's out of that film Sightseers a while ago. He's got a new one to promote, of course. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing. But Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep.
Hi, Cass.
Hi.
Hi. I thought you smiled this morning, actually, at one point. But it was an April Fool, wasn't it?
No, because it's not the first of April.
Didn't happen, did it?
No.
Right. You know when people say that some other people, no names here, but some people, don't they say that other people have a face like a bulldog licking wee off a nettle? You know
I thought
that?
It was chewing a wasp.
A bulldog chewing a wasp off a nettle. Cass has got the angry face of someone, by which I mean her, licking wee off a bulldog made of nettles with a wasp on it.
You're a disgusting human being.
Marta's on the buttons. Hi, Marta.
Hello.
You're Spanish, hi. Aren't you?
No.
Yes. Boo. Are you Spanish?
Yes.
Boo! It's bloody ours, you know. Get your hands off it. You bull murderer. Yeah. Marta's Spanish. Hi, Marta.
Hello.
Yeah. We've declared war on her. Victoria! How's the news?
Yes, sir.
Hey, intern Cornelius.
Hello. Hello, I am here.
Yeah. Mendez is a sort of Spanishy name as well, isn't it? Cornelius
no.
Mendez.
No, yes.
I'm
See, Marta says she is one.
Well, he's Spanish as well.
Ah,
he's one of
no,
us.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
It's my rock.
Anyway. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. As ever, we're going to start with some music. All you have to do is work out why this bit of music links to the big story we'll be discussing next. It's production values, this is, as we link through the show with a tune. Because There you go. That is a song by a musical group. And we play it to get to today's big story, of course. The clues are all there. How do we get to it? Somehow that links. We are your friends. But what could the big story be about? It's Justice versus Simeon. And yes, play along at home by all means. Cornelius has been playing along in here.
Yeah, I have.
How does it link to today's big story,
Little
Cornelius?
Little synth keyboard I have, and I've been playing along with the song,
yeah,
haven't
it's good,
I?
Isn't it?
Very, very good. Well, listen.
Yeah, very good. So, what do you think? What do you think the big story could be based on the evidence in front of you there?
Justice.
Yes,
John.
Yes,
is justice in the news?
Well,
is it justice for Marine A?
No, that was last week's news.
That was last week's news, admittedly.
Yeah, which is by the way, Marina.
Yeah, well, Subway have named their meatball sandwich after the whole little ordeal, haven't they?
Well, that's right, the Subway Marina.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what he would have wanted.
Mm.
What better to be released from incarceration than to come out to find that you've got a sandwich named after you?
Mm.
That's not the story, though.
No?
No.
Oh. Is it a more recent story?
Yes, it is. It's today's big story.
Mm. Well, is it the credit card interest could be waived?
No.
Is it David Moyes?
What's he done?
He deeply regrets his slap remark against a BBC reporter.
No. Justice versus Simeon. It's not justice.
Oh, is it Simeon?
Yes.
Simeon. What's Simeon actually mean? Is it a type of animal?
It's monkeys.
Is it?
Apes. And the like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are apes in the news?
Apes. Yeah.
Are apes.
Well, sort of, because it's Gibraltar, isn't it? And what's Gibraltar?
An island.
No, it's not even an island.
It's a rock.
It's a rock. And what lives on the rock, famously?
Monkeys.
Monkeys!
Yay!
Justice. Simeon, we are your friends, monkeys. Don't have a war with...
You could have just played some rock music. I mean, that was very electronic heavy. Something like Guns N' Roses or... Yeah. Led Zepp.
Didn't really think of that. It's got a monkey. The monkey thing, because the monkeys on the...
Well, we could have played Arctic Monkeys, who are both a rock group, and had the word monkeys in the name of their title.
Simeon there, because it was not monkeys.
Well, that was...
And it's a message to... We are your friends, I say. You see. I'm averting war. Single-handedly, on the radio.
You booed Marta earlier for being Spanish.
She is Spanish.
Boo.
Boo. Right, so, well, we're going to need a guest, of course. We're going to get one of sorts, and we'll talk to them about the unfolding situation in Gibraltar next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At Sky Bet, we're paying 8 places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing the top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, Sky Bet are paying playing not 5, 6 or 7, but 8 places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus gambleaware.co.uk applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
This is the lovely sound of a man's beard being played like a harp. It's Dave the Mechanic's beard. And this soothing facial melody is the U-Team's way of telling Dave that his garage's water bills could be a lot lower, thanks to business water deregulation in England. Groovy, huh? The U-Team from UtilityWise has all the skills to manage your bills and play the beard harp. Go to utilitywise.com/water or text WATER to 62277 to save up to 25% on your utility bills. Tax-free savings based on water plus gas or electricity combined.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Major problems for the M6 near Birmingham at the moment. Both sides of the carriageway are blocked, junctions 6 to 7, following an accident involving around 5 vehicles. So traffic currently at a standstill as a result of the restrictions. Elsewhere, through Holmes Chapel in Cheshire, the A50 London Road remains closed around the A54 Chester Road because of a police incident. North of Sutterton in Lincolnshire, the northbound A16 heading towards Boston remains closed after an accident. And Cambridge's A14 near Cambridge, still very busy both ways after a number of earlier problems. I'm Joanna Adams.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, not.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions have been coming in, of course. You can get your reactions to us. That's not a problem at all. Just simply, like a drunk tramp in the street, shout them into the sky in a Scottish accent, and eventually they'll get to us. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Do you guys want Jimi Hendrix? That's coming from a genuine guest offer to this show from the station celebrity booker, Johnny.
Who didn't know he was dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
John, I could always fill in for Con when he's off. That comes from an even more ludicrous suggestion from the same person.
Right, good. Thank you very much indeed for those reactions. Yours are very welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio.
Start your message with
any
word
you like. So then, good afternoon, Yes Talk Radio, and as Donald Trump declares that he will single-handedly solve a problem like Korea, and he's bound, let's be honest, Donald Trump is bound to make a success of this, just like he's done, you know, in America with the Muslim travel ban, the bill for the Mexico wall, and Obamacare. absolutely successful ventures, one and all eyes begin to think of war. So as Donald Trump flexes his military muscles in the East. Here in the West, of course, the ghost of Sir Francis Drake's balls have dropped onto the bowling green on Plymouth Hoe, as we seemingly appear to be back in 1588. And the planned invasion of Britain by the Spanish Armada. The weekend, of course, former Tory leader Michael Howard declared war on Spain. And as Theresa May said this morning, the deadline had passed and now this country is at war. Britain's naval fleet, which after budget cuts is essentially just HMS Ledbury and the two boats used by Oxford and Cambridge on the Thames yesterday, is rowing towards Gibraltar to train the monkeys to fight the Spanish. Gibraltar might just be a lump of rock populated by little Englanders and weirdos. I mean, it is. I have been there. But it's important. Or is it? And if it is, why is it? And what's going on politically? I mean, their ice creams are very expensive for a start, so why do we need it? On the line, Professor Richard Whitman. He's a Professor of Politics and International Relations. He joins us. Hello, Professor Richard Whitman.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for joining us on this. What are we looking at here? Politics and international relations, that's what seems to have gone slightly wrong, isn't it?
It has, yeah. I mean, what we've had really is obviously a long-standing issue between Britain and Spain in terms of claiming Gibraltar, but the thing that changes, of course, is us leaving the EU, so it starts to call into question, what's really been a sort of quite settled state since the 1980s.
Yeah, indeed. The history of Gibraltar is quite interesting, isn't it? Because, it goes back to, it was ceded in, 1793, I think?
Yep.
In terms of how we come, because a lot of people going, well, how can we, Gibraltar's anything to do with us anyway? I mean, why is Gibraltar such an important thing for the UK?
Well, it is part of the UK. Yeah. And as far as its relationship with the EU is concerned, it's sort of part of the UK, which is in the EU. But it does have a slightly unusual status in that it's sort of part of the single market, but it's not part of the customs union. That sounds like a technical distinction, but it's because Gibraltar basically runs everything else itself apart from its foreign policy, and the UK is responsible for its foreign and defence policy. So, that's why it sort of kicks upstairs, if you like, whenever there's a sort of dispute between Spain and Gibraltar. Mm. It's the UK government that really has the job of sorting it out.
And it's a long-standing issue, isn't it? I mean, Spain have often tried to sort of get Gibraltar back for a long time. It crops up now and again, in the news cycle, when somebody rattles a sabre. But this time, I mean, Michael Howard seems to have single-handedly started this off, does he not?
Well, I think a lot of your older listeners will remember that the border was closed for very, very many years, and it was only open again in the 1980s. And it's been described as the sort of stone in the shoe in the relationship between the UK and Spain, because it sort of got in the way from time to time of sort of decent UK-Spanish relations. But, I guess the coincidence of the Falklands War anniversary and this dispute with Spain and sort of putting the two things together does give it a different complexion.
And why do we... I mean, yes, it's part of the UK, which we understand, but why did it become part of the UK in the first place? What's the background to this? Because it's one of the oldest inhabited spots of Europe, I think. The Romans, the Phoenicians, it goes back to an outpost, it's a strategic outpost, always has been, but why have we got it?
Well, I mean, it was basically a sort of, prize of war or prize of peace. And for the UK, if you look back to the period in which, the UK relied very heavily on the open seas, it's a choke point for entry into the Mediterranean. It gives you good control over that particular body of water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also for the UK all through, the period since it took it over in 1713. It's been a territory that UK has thought about as a kind of key outpost for really giving it an eye on North Africa into the Mediterranean. And, of course, Spain was a traditional hostile power as far as the UK was concerned. So it sort of gave it a foothold on Spanish territory as well.
Yes, and it's because obviously, North Africa is just a few miles away from it, of course, and there's a military base and so on. And it was strategic in World War II, wasn't it? The tunnels, of course, within the rock itself. The people that live there now, though, I mean, they are UK citizens, but they don't pay tax in the UK, do they? It's got its own taxation system.
They are UK citizens. I mean, they until the early 80s, they held a different kind of passport, which was for because we have people who live in overseas territories had a different kind of citizenship type relationship. But now, they hold full UK passports, and if you're a child born of a parent who is Gibraltarian, then you take on UK nationality as well.
Yeah. Will there be a war?
I think very unlikely. I mean, I think it's one of these things which is a great deal of fun. But remember, Britain and France are Britain and Spain rather in the same military alliance in NATO. I mean, they generally have pretty good relationships actually over the last few years, and generally got along quite well. I think the British government thought of Spain as an ally really in the upcoming Brexit negotiations. So, I think the UK government is probably not going to feel that happy that you've suddenly had this unexpected turn of events.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what does happen. Professor Richard Whitman, thank you very much for joining us. Much appreciated. Professor of Politics and International Relations, bringing us up to speed there. A lot of people really saying, so what is the importance of Gibraltar? It's miles away. It's a bit of rock. Well, there you go. That's why. It's a proceed of war and the subsequent peace relations, Treaty of Utrecht, I think it was 1793, when it was ceded to Britain. Important military base, important chokehold on the Mediterranean and North Africa. Should we keep it, or should we train the monkeys to run it for us now? Take all the people off it, maybe that's the answer. And we know that the Spanish... Hi, Marta. Marta works on the show.
Hello.
She's Spanish. You hate animals, don't you, Spain?
All of them, yeah.
You throw donkeys off towers, don't you?
Yes.
And you kill bulls?
Yes.
Yeah, and if you got hold of the monkeys on Gibraltar, what would you do with them?
I don't know.
Would you murder them?
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Yeah. So you heard that from Marta, and she is Spanish. So maybe that's what we do. We take all the animals out of Spain, like the and treat it as an ark.
Right? Yes.
And we animals two by two out of the rest of Spain, where they get killed by the Spanish, and then we put them all on Gibraltar, all the animals living in harmony together.
And then we flood Spain.
Yes. And the ark that's a rock out will stay out of the sea with all the animals safe on it. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now, in the next half an hour, of course, Headline Hijack on the way, as well as the Diversity Paper Review, just after 1:30, though Victoria definitely has the news.
Talk Radio.
Starting off with some breaking news. Reports from Russia suggest 10 people have been killed in an explosion in the Russian city of St. Petersburg. A photo on a news website shows blown out train doors and injured people at a metro station platform. The minister in charge of exiting the European Union has met the Spanish foreign minister amid a row about Gibraltar. The previously planned talks were described as friendly. The EU's draft Brexit negotiations give Spain a veto over any future trade deal, and critics say that could mean Madrid will have too much of a say in the ROC's future. Former Attorney General Dominic Grieve has told Talk Radio he's not surprised that temperatures are rising.
It is an area of difficulty which is going to be made more difficult by our withdrawal from the EU. And I think that's already becoming apparent, and it's going to be a challenge for the government, and one that the government's going to have to try to deal with both in the course of our withdrawal negotiations, but also thereafter.
Police think up to 30 people may have been involved in a brutal assault on a teenager in South London. Five people have been charged over the attack on the Kurdish Iranian asylum seeker on Friday night. A charity claims our laziness is likely to be causing as many deaths as smoking. The British Heart Foundation has found almost one in three people are at risk of heart disease because of physical inactivity. And in football, David Moyes has apologised for threatening to slap a female reporter in a post-match interview. The Sunderland manager says he deeply regrets the exchange after a game last month. The weather pleasantly warm and sunny for much of the country, but cloudier towards the northwest, some rain and stronger winds, highs of 16 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
Why do you say that with a note of bitterness?
Because you do my head in when you're so late.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does for me when there's a breaking news story and I have to work and...
Yeah, I was giving you more time to collate the information about the breaking news story.
No, I'd already collated it. If anything, I want to collate information now. for my next bulletin.
Right now.
I want to go.
You can go, Victoria. You can go, Victoria. Go and collate.
I will. Bye.
Go and collate it.
Bye.
Victoria's going to collate it, everybody. See you collater. Somebody got out at the wrong side of the bed.
Yes.
Every day. So, in the next bit of the programme, there will be, of course, a made-up news story in the news at 2. And we'd like you to supply it, please. And the number you can get it to us on is this 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
like. Also, we're going through the papers, of course, for today's diversity pay-per-view. And yes, there is breaking news, of course, of that explosion in St. Petersburg, as you heard with Victoria. And we will be keeping you up to date as soon as any more information comes in. At the moment, Vladimir Putin has said authorities are considering all causes, including terrorism. But at the moment, there is no official word as to what caused that or what it might have been. But Victoria will have the rest of you when she's collated it. Right, just gone 25 to 2 o'clock.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio in the afternoons, and then there came this. Hijack. Why? Oh, why does it exist? It exists to fool those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, of course. That's what it exists for. Because the news happens at 2 o'clock, but within it is a news lie. It's fake news, the kind that Donald Trump gets so angry about, but writ large. We call it Headline Hijack. And we invite you to become the Headline Hijacker. Cornelius, what's been coming in so far?
This is from Liz, who says the leader of the Gibraltar Nationalist Party, Jill Bralter, has denounced Michael Howard's remarks about the UK fighting for sovereignty of the ROC, saying that the nation's residents want independence from both the UK and Spain. The leader of the GNP, Jill, later went on to deny remarks that her party had been training the ROC's monkeys to attack Spanish people.
Yeah, that's right. And that's Jill, what's her name? Jill
Bralter.
Yeah. Do you have a trampoline in your garden? Well, new laws require them now to be weighted down, so they won't accidentally fly away in a storm. The government are going to be, this is from next month, the government are going to be providing weights for people who already have a trampoline, although some people have complained that the weights are not 100%, as they are largely dead animals. So, if you've got a trampoline, you are able to apply for free weights. On your local council's website, go to localcouncil.co.uk/weights. That's coming from Andrew. Thank you, Andrew, very much. So, over to you for the rest of Headline Hijack. And, of course, diversity paper review on the way. We'll be going through the papers. Of course we will. It's what you do on the radio. And we'll be doing it next with Matt, one of our regular paper reviewers. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions as they come in. Of course, we will be talking to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent about the Gibraltar incident, live from Gibraltar later on. There will be a game of Band Or. The game today, because Crayola, of course, changed their crayon colours on Friday. Big story, wasn't it? They dropped Dandelion Yellow and held a press conference to say what was going to replace it. It was a blue one. Bit weird. But what we've realised is that Crayola have all sorts of weirdly named crayons. So we're going to play Band Or Crayon before 4 o'clock. And we bring you guest action as well. Steve Oram, the screenwriter, a comedian, actor. He was in that film Sightseers, the Ben Wheatley film a couple of years ago, if you remember that. He's got a new film coming out. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. He'll be joining us in the studio. It's Talk Radio, Monday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Why test drive the smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with forward alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 7th and 17th of April. You'll save £500. The Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details. Ford. Go further.
Test drive any Ford Ranger between the 7th and 17th of April 2017 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 17th of April and registered by the 31st of December 2017. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind, to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 North near Birmingham still has two lanes closed between junction 6 and 7 following a multi-vehicle accident. Queues about to junction 5. The southbound restrictions have been lifted, but it's still very busy, not helped by another problem a little further along junction 6 to 5, where two lanes are out after a vehicle fire. North of Sutterton in Lincolnshire, the A16 northbound towards Boston remains closed because of an accident. West of Cambridge, the A14 still working very heavy after earlier problems, and there's queues into Bristol on Rupert Street because of roadworks. I'm Jarena Adams.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, not.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/turn.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the news, as you'd expect. Hello, it's Talk Radio, by the way. That much is obvious, isn't it, from that bit of production. The news is all... Well, there's a lot of it today. Of course, many of the papers, as we'll talk about in the moment, full of the Gibraltar story, as you'd expect them to be. Now, there has been this explosion in St. Petersburg. We don't know the details of it as to who has perpetrated it yet. But, of course, Victoria will have all of that, as much as we know so far anyway, in the news at 2 o'clock. The news, though, I mean, it's all quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
I know many people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right, because we're here to help. And the reason for that is, well, we like to provide a service. Of course we do. We are a very helpful radio station. You're very welcome to listen. When we do take the news, we analyse it in depth, and sometimes we do that through the medium of Japanese poetry, because we find it helps to break the toughest news agenda down into a rigid collection of syllables, namely five of them, seven of them, and for bless you.
If you just got into the haiku quickly, that would have been fine.
I'm not going to get into the haiku quickly just because you've got a sneeze brewing. You all right now?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Do you want us to wait while there's another sneeze?
No, to do the haiku.
Do you want to phlegm up something or anything?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
Rigid number of syllables, it's
No.
Five syllables, sure?
No, it's gone now.
Okay. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in achoos.
Oxford win the boat race. Let me see if I can find two f**ks to give.
The news! In haikus. The breaking news there, of course, is that both Oxford and Cambridge crews and their boats have been drafted into the war against Spain because the cuts to the Navy are such now that, and the military in general, are such that, of course, you know, our troops are more depleted than they were before. Mm. So, you know, join the army is what I say. Right? And Oxford and Cambridge's boats have already been opted into the Navy and are steaming towards Gibraltar as we speak with those crews aboard them. They've been retrofitted with weapons to take them to the monkeys. They will be trained as well to fight against the Spanish should we need it. Anyway, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in it. I am John Holmes. And now it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Joins us now, a regular Diversity Paper reviewer on the programme. Of course, he is Matt, if you'd be so kind, remind us of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
That's right. It reminds us that we are the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, because each day a different diversity goes through the papers for us. Matt's doing it today. What have you found?
I found a plethora of papers to go through to talk about the news, really.
I liked alliteration at the beginning of that
well,
as well.
Well, you know, I aim to please.
I know. So, which newspaper are you starting with?
We'll go with the front page of the Daily Express to start off with, because obviously they only have about three types of headlines. It's usually immigrant / Brexit, something health or weather related.
Very good.
Today it's health related.
It's good. It's a turn of health. Good
turn of health. Yep. It's on a rotation. A daily walk to save your life. Experts tell 20 million lazy Britons to get more exercise.
Yes, this has sort of become part of the news agenda today. You're absolutely right. And it turns out that women, I think, reading this, women are more unfit than men. Yes. That's only a higher percentage, of course.
Yeah, you're still really unfit, Con.
So, which is an interesting statistic. I wouldn't necessarily have thought that was the right way around, but apparently that's what we learned. This is the British Heart Foundation.
It's a survey done by them, and they want to stop us having heart attacks, I imagine. But I would say I'm quite a healthy person. I walk to the train station every day and then walk back, and it's about approximately a mile or so. So, you know, that's 2 miles a day. Yeah. Do you walk much?
I do exercise, yes, I do exercise. I walk when I can. I'd rather walk across London if I need to go somewhere else than get a tube or whatever. I will take a walk.
I usually do that, but I get lost a lot.
Yes, I understand that, because you only know the streets where you live around North London, don't you?
Exactly.
And we all know you've never really been there apart from when you went to Hull once or somewhere.
Yes, Burnley.
Burnley,
I remember myself. Yeah. I once was asked, I had to go to a shop, and there were two... I was working at a different building that was at the top of Oxford Circus, and I had to go to a shop that was either in Covent Garden or Regent Street, and I thought Covent Garden was nearer.
Right, so you just went
Regent
there.
Street is.
It's literally next to Oxford Street.
Yeah. I mean, for those non-Londoners listening, what we learned from this is that Matt is a fool.
Gets lost very easily, but I stay fit while I get lost.
Do you walk at walking speed? Because there are, of course, at the moment, there's a poster campaign about turn a walk into exercise by just speeding up a bit. Mm. That's the advice, isn't it? So it's not like you've got to go out of your way to do exercise, go to the gym or anything, although obviously it's better if you do that kind of exercise. But you can turn your everyday stroll into exercise by speeding up. Is that the sort of thing you'd consider?
Yeah, I have quite long legs. I'm quite a tall person as it is, so my strides are quite long, so I think I walk faster than the average person anyway.
Yeah.
And then when I am walking at a brisker speed...
It's not about, though, if your stride is wider.
No,
that's not
about the effort that you put into the walk.
Well, yes, exactly. And you're just having a wide stride. It does not make you necessarily...
No, but my point is that I walk quite fast anyway.
Ah.
So I don't feel the need to speed up.
The need for speed.
If you walk fast, though, that reduces the amount of time you're exercising.
Yes, that if you follow that logic through.
Yes, but when you drive, if you drive fast, you use more petrol than you would when you drive slowly, but it's less economical.
Fewer.
So, just...
So, basically, your emissions now have to be paid for, Cornelius.
Okay.
That's what we learned from that. So the advice is what? More exercise?
Yeah, go and do some exercise. I mean, who knew? Yeah. Who would have thought that doing exercise stops you from getting a heart attack?
I'm surprised they haven't come out... Because you know when you read in either the Express or the Mail, when they go, red wine gives you cancer. And then the next day they go, red wine will stop you getting cancer. On a perpetual loop. If it's not red wine, it's too much this, it's thingy that. I'm surprised they haven't gone, exercise will make you die. Just to move the new cycle on a bit before going back to the original, which is what they do with all foodstuffs, it seems.
Maybe they will in the next edition of
Healthily. Tomorrow, probably. Yeah. Just be exercise. Walking makes you die. Mm. All right, okay, that's in the papers. What else is in the papers?
So this is the front page of the Times we could talk about. This is how... President Trump,
yes,
still not used to calling him that, essentially has said he might go to war with North Korea if China doesn't play a part. So he's meeting with the Chinese president, I believe, later this week.
That's right.
And he's just said that they need to do something about North Korea, otherwise America will.
Yes, he single-handedly, I understand, will do something about North Korea. He's not said, when pressed upon what that might be, he didn't really say.
No.
He does a lot of that, doesn't he?
He has a lot of kind of misguided comments that suggest he might do something, but there's no clear idea of what that might be.
If he does declare war, then I think we're looking at a misguided missile.
Mm.
Isn't that? Because it's like a guided missile, but Donald Trump, so he's misguided. While we're having a war with Spain, he's busy starting
war with North Korea.
Yeah, which could lead to World War III quite quickly.
I'm just trying to think what other countries might go to war with each other at that time.
Well, everyone could use it as an excuse just to pile in.
Yeah.
You know, like at school, when two people had a fight and sort of jumped on each other, and then everyone just went, pile in!
Yep.
And everyone jumped on it and started brawling.
Yeah.
It could be that, but internationally.
That happened at my school once, and the boy at the bottom of the pile broke his arm.
Was it you?
Really?
No, I stayed well back.
Did
from
you?
That
coward.
Because, I have no issue with that. Fight or flight? Flight every time.
That's exercise, that is.
Exactly.
Fighting people on the playground.
You'll live longer.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you don't get broken.
I'm too pretty to get in a fight.
Who told you that?
No one. I just looked in the mirror.
Everyone's just shaking their heads through there. But anyway, that's fine. All right, so, Trump, of course, might pile into the Gibraltar row. We don't know. If
North Korea and Gibraltar have gone to war, I think that's what we could take from it, maybe.
Yes, Donald Trump has said that he wants North Korea to be carved... North Korea. Gibraltar, the rock of Gibraltar, carved into the shape of his face, like a sort of Iberian Peninsula Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Sort of the idea moved away from the Dakota, but now Donald Trump's face just carved into the rock. The grass and the trees above the rock dyed orange... orangey
what would the
yellow.
Monkeys represent, though?
They would be wearing stars and stripe hats, trained to drop out of the rock nostrils of Trump, like simian bogies, trained to drop upon ships, Spanish Armada fleets that come in and try to take the rock back. That's what Donald Trump has said. What's in the papers?
That's a long tweet.
I don't think Donald Trump's heard of Gibraltar.
No.
That would be my guess.
He thinks it is a person called Jill Brolter. Yeah. That's exactly what he thinks.
Wouldn't surprise me if no one in America until even today had heard of Gibraltar.
No, and probably still haven't because they're at war with North Korea.
Exactly. They've got other issues.
Anyway, go on.
Nigel Farage has been in the press quite a bit recently.
Oh, isn't he getting off with a porn star on a plane or something?
Something like that. According to that person, he's dating the French politician who has shared his house.
Right. But what was the one on the plane over the weekend?
This was in the Metro this morning. I read this one.
This was the front page of the Sun on Saturday. This,
oh, was it?
I think so.
He basically has denied kissing a porn star on a Virgin flight, but he has said that he invited the lady back to his house because he is a kind gentleman and has no plans to see her again.
Right. So that's what we learned. So there's a porn star. A French politician.
I don't think it's...
His ex-wife was... Oh, is it not his ex-wife? He's a strange German.
He's spending a lot of time in America.
Yeah.
See, he's helping Trump go to war with North Korea.
For a small-minded Brit, he's the most international person we've got.
Mm.
He's spreading it all around.
Mm.
What was the porn star... So the porn star was on a flight, and he...
A Virgin Airways flight.
Ironically. And so he... What was the... Did they or didn't they?
She's come out and said,
yeah.
Valerie Fox.
Who?
Valerie Fox.
Of course it is.
Is the name. she's...
Of course she's called Fox. You're not going to get a porn star called Valerie Stone.
She has slammed Nigel Farage. I think that...
She slammed him?
As in calling him out.
Oh.
And calls on him to man up and admit their steamy mid-flight snogging session.
What a...
Thing is, no one ever looks good on a plane. No, people on a plane always look the worst.
Right.
So how does that work? How are people getting off on a plane? It's ridiculous. That's the real question.
Cornelius has just gone a bit weird. All right, so...
I'm going to go now.
You do need to go now because it's time to get the news on.
Yeah.
But thanks, Matt.
It's all right.
For coming in and reviewing the papers for us. Much appreciated. That's Matt. Reminders of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
Yes, that's right. Diversity paper review. Now then, we need to find out who's got their made-up news story in the news, which is coming right next. Cornelius.
Yes.
Well, you've got the name of today's headline hijacker, a made-up story in the news to fool those not listening to it properly. Cornelius, what is the name?
It's Bernard.
Bernard?
I think it's Bernard, but I always think it's better pronounced Bernard.
Okay, we'll see what Bernard makes of that. Where's Bernard from?
Southampton. No.
Oh. Right, it's headline hijack. Bernard in Southampton has got his made-up news story in the news, which is next, and then we bring in today's guest. Steve Oram is here. He's an actor, he's a comedian, he's a screenwriter, he's a director. He's also on a PR exercise dressed up as an interview to flog something. He'll be with us after 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio in partnership with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
And they're off. Coming up on the inside, it's the one your wife liked the look of, followed by the one your dog picked, chasing the one you got in a sweepstake, taking the lead. There's a better way to pick your horses with the Sun's free favourite pullout every day of the Aintree Festival. Get all the top tips on the form, the fences and the favourites every day. Free sweepstake kit on Friday, plus a free £1 Grand National bet at Ladbrokes on Saturday. Starts Thursday only in the Sun. Free betting shops only. Conditions apply. 18 plus. Gamble aware.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
This is Nick from Insure & Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent. The obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made, but surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure and Go. Take us away with you.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, deadly explosion in Russia. May doesn't want war over Gibraltar. A manager apologises after threatening reporter.
Talk Radio.
At least 10 people have died after an explosion on a Russian metro train. It's understood 20 others have been injured in St. Petersburg. President Putin has expressed his condolences and says all possible causes will be considered. The Prime Minister says it's better to talk than go to war with Spain over Gibraltar. Former Tory leader Lord Howard likened the territory to the Falklands over the weekend. The Spanish Foreign Minister says there's no need to lose tempers over it. His British counterpart Boris Johnson says the government's position is clear.
The sovereignty of Gibraltar is unchanged and it's not going to change and cannot conceivably change without the express support and consent of the people of Gibraltar and the United Kingdom, and that is not going to change.
Five people have been charged over a violent attack on a teenage asylum seeker in South London. The 17-year-old from Iran is in hospital with a fractured skull after being beaten up in Croydon on Friday night. Detective Superintendent Jane Corrigan believes it was carried out by a large group.
I think it's a combination of people being brave in numbers. So we're looking for up to 20 to 30 people who've been involved in a very violent incident, attacking three helpless individuals, one of which was seriously beaten on the ground.
A man has pleaded guilty to causing the deaths of two young girls in a hit and run on New Year's Eve. The 11 and 12-year-old died after crossing a road in Oldham just after 7 o'clock in the evening. 38-year-old Gabor Hegedus will be sentenced in June. And Sunderland manager David Moyes says he deeply regrets telling a reporter she could get a slap over her line of questioning. He was filmed saying she should watch herself after a post-match interview last month.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Welcome. Pleasantly warm and sunny for much of the country.
Zuzzing it up.
But cloudy towards the northwest with rain and stronger winds. Highs of 16 degrees.
More in half an hour?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, great. Mineral news today?
Yes,
it is.
John.
Bonus news at around 3:30 is going to be mineral news. Do you want to tease us with any mineral based?
I haven't bothered looking into it.
Oh.
Been thinking about terrorism instead.
Okay, that's fine. You're at liberty to do that.
Yeah.
Good. There it is. Victoria will be along later. And now, here is Ben with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hi, Middlesbrough head coach Steve Agnew says his squad won't have time to dwell on the fact they're second bottom in the Premier League. They drew 0-0 with Swansea at the weekend, who are now two places above them in the table. Agnew says their focus needs to turn swiftly to their midweek match against another relegation rival, Hull.
You know, the players a little bit flat initially when they went in, but I think they'll gain confidence and belief from the performance, and we'll take that into Wednesday night, and yeah, I think it is better that the games come around quickly when the players are feeling like they are.
Chelsea striker Frank Kirby's in the England women's squad for Euro 2017. Eight players are included from Super League champions Manchester City, including captain Steph Houghton. Finally, former world number one Tiger Woods says TV viewers shouldn't get involved in punishing golfers for breaking the rules. It's after someone watching the first women's major of the year emailed organisers to point out leader Lexi Thompson had made a mistake mistake marking her ball. She was given a four-shot penalty, which ultimately cost her victory. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in the US, burglars have officially been given the right to shoot the owners of a house they're breaking into, as long as the owners shoot first. In a landmark case, a 53-year-old man whose home in West Virginia was being robbed will now spend 10 years in prison and has to hand over his house to the burglar.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. In the next bit of the programme, hot guest action. Actor, writer, comedian, director Steve Oram is here to talk about a new film. He is, of course, very much a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. It's coming in the next half an hour.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Also on the programme today, don't forget you can be the proud owner of some meat. That's right, we're giving away a chicken. Not just a chicken, but also potentially a beef or a lamb. Or a box of organic veg, of course, because we're not racist. And that today is in a game called Band or Crayon Colour. Now, that's because Crayola have chucked Dandelion Yellow out of their collection, but they've got a lot left. So is it the name of a band or is it the name of a crayon in Crayola's collection? If you'd like to get involved in that, register your interest to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. All on the way before 4 o'clock.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
David Moyes, the boss of Sunderland, of course, has said he deeply regrets his slap remark. Now, this was a BBC reporter. After a draw with Burnley, Moyes was asked by BBC reporter Vicky Sparks if the presence of the owner of Sunderland put extra pressure on him. He said no, but then said that Sparks, quote, might get a slap even though you're a woman. She seemed to laugh at that, didn't really care, hasn't put in a complaint, but everyone else has because that's the way of the world now. But anyway, he's apologised about it, and a good thing too. Gary Lineker's weighed in, of course. You'd expect that. Anyway, so sports and violence is simply today's text in. It's very simple, of course. Put together some sport and some unnecessary violence and get your suggestions to us. Jensen headbutt and
yeah.
See, that's that. I'm setting the bar low, but there is a bar and it's there. Go on then.
Jessica Ennis kill.
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Perfect example.
Arsene Wenger, because like arson's sort of a violent crime.
Oh, arson.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like fire. Rio Murdernand. That's all I've got so far.
Frank Lampard. Lamp. You can lamp someone,
quite
can't
hard,
you?
Quite hard.
Hard, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right, 8722 for
start
that.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a violent sport person.
Okay, 10 past two. Let us now go down the road of PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Steve Oram joins us on the radio. He is a comedian, he's a writer, he's a director, he's an actor. Many things, Steve, really, isn't it, over the years?
Oh, so many things.
So many
yeah.
things. So
professional
many.
Footballer.
Yeah.
So many.
Well, look, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see
of
you,
course.
Thank you. Having me.
So let's get the PR bit out of the way first, because yeah. that seems reasonable. You're flogging a film.
That's correct. Yes,
good.
A horror film
yeah.
called A Dark Song, which
yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, playing an occultist. It's a horror film about an occultist and a woman who go off to perform a crazy Abramelin ritual, sort of like the, you know, the Aleister Crowley kind of thing, in a deserted house. And it's quite an intense experience.
It's quite hard to talk about as well, because there's a lot of, you don't want to give much away.
You don't, no.
So once again, what's happened is, you know, we've now got to discuss a film that you can't discuss really in front of people who haven't seen it. So it's quite a difficult one, really. But it's quite, I mean, what's for those going, well, what sort of film is it? What's it in the vein of, would you say? It's sort of a, you know, because you, I mean, the Sightseers, people will know, of course, as well, yeah, which you wrote and were in with Alice Lowe. And, you know, and that's a pretty Ben Wheatley take on horror, if you like. And that, you know, Ben Wheatley has his sort of idiosyncratic style.
But there's elements of horror within Sightseers. It's not really a horror film.
It's not a horror film,
I wouldn't say. But no. But this is a, you know, it's one for the horror fans. You know, we premiered at a fantastic fest, and you know it's done the rounds of the genre circuits, had really great response from all those kind of people. So it's you know, there's a lot of these films which are about satanic rituals, and it has a completely realistic original take on it. Adds elements of weirdly social realism, and these two very intense but kind of believable characters that perform it.
And what drew you to it? Because obviously, I mean, I know you when you were, you know, double act comedy.
That's with Tom
Meaton. And then obviously you've done lots more besides. But what sort of draws you to that sort of dark? Besides, there's quite dark elements to that. What's that sort of, you know? Started off ha ha ha. Now it's like
we're all dark. Dark people who do comedy.
It's true.
If you've ever met any comedians, I think
we've met a few. They're all evil on the inside.
It's true. It's deeply upset, and you know, there's a lot under the surface. I don't know. They're very closely linked. I think, you know, horror and comedy, they're the two genres that provoke a reaction. So you have to physically get a reaction from someone. And I think the darkness, you find humour and comedy in everything, and you find darkness in everything.
Yeah. So was it interesting coming, because in terms of film work, so coming off Sightseers, which you co-wrote, and then you're obviously coming into someone else's project. I mean, was that, and you've directed many short films and all sorts, haven't you? So, yeah. And what your last year, the monkey one.
The monkey film where everyone speaks like monkeys.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't take much writing.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I know. Well, because of all the intonation had to be right.
Well, yeah, that's right. You have to get the right type of monkey.
Yeah. How fitting we talk about that today on Gibraltar Day of all days.
Oh, yeah.
They're monkeys.
It's a great place for monkeys, that, isn't it?
But in terms of how you approach something that you're just acting in, is it difficult to sort of take that step back and go, well, I can write and direct, and how do you...
Well, it's just a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable being an actor, because you just have that one job to concentrate on, and so the script is written for you, and Liam wrote an amazing script, so that was what drew me to it, really. It was just you could see on the page that I could do something with this character. I'm really interested in doing characters. I started as a character comedian, and that is acting, really, so this was an extension of it. I loved every minute of it. I thought it was amazing.
And in terms of the directing, was that something that always thought, okay, because no one can just step in and direct a feature film. You've got to make your mark in short films first, I guess.
Yeah, you've got to practice, really. Yeah. It's like anything. But directing, I think, it's an extension of writing.
Yeah.
So if you've written a script, you've probably got an idea in your head how to do it. And so it's quite a natural progression. You know, if you start off doing small short films, then you want to direct them and put them together, and you just keep on going longer. But I you know, I'd say that it's all part of the same process.
And for anyone listening who might be thinking, okay, I want to get, because one of the things interesting about this is, because, you know, we talked to a lot of directors on the programme, and we have done in the past, and you know, various film stars and all the rest of it, but the process of actually, what we never really get to talk about is how you start, you know, because people want to go, okay, I've got an idea for a short film, so how do you go about funding it? What's the process? Is it as hard as everyone says it is to make a film? It is.
Yes, it's harder. It's impossible. I mean, I
where'd you start?
Well, God. Well, we did. You can get back in the day when we started writing Sightseers. We approached various We basically started with a short film that we put on YouTube and then sent the link around to people.
Yeah.
And that was brilliant because people could just see it, click on it and see it quite easily. And through that, we got a commission to develop the script with Film 4 and Big Talk got on board. And so it was a long, very long period of time. But that was a while ago. I think the landscape's got...
changed again.
Yeah, it has. I think it's got much more difficult even than then, you know. So
it's the one thing, every time you talk to a filmmaker, that it's the one thing everyone just goes, oh, don't do it. It's just, it's thankless hell.
It's a very sad, you know, our industry's not in a good shape, really, you know, for people at the lower end of the budget, because there's no distribution. That's the main problem for, you know, there's no way for a smaller film to...
to get out there
to rise
through.
Above. Yeah. You know, I'm promoting a promoting a low budget horror film. Shouldn't be saying that at all, but
that's the point, though. You know, it's one of those things. You're going, okay, well, you know, what can you? You know, we can do our bit. You know,
that's right.
It's a case of film. So
it's a really great film. People, you know, go out and see it at the cinema because we're out next Friday, and you know, if people come and see it and support the industry, then it gives us a chance.
There's a lot of big appetite for that kind of horror film, though, because, you know, the look of it as well, it's got that sort of, you know, for people who like Insidious and that sort of, it's got a creepiness to it.
It's incredibly atmospheric and it grabs you in a kind of weird primal way. It's a very, very, Liam's a very clever filmmaker. It's very, it's genuinely spooky in a way. It's not crash bang horror people, you know, doors slamming when you don't expect it. It just gathers and builds, and I found it quite disturbing to watch.
It's
and
brooding.
I knew all about it. I was in it.
Yeah. Do you feel? I mean, because obviously you don't film it, and you've read the script, so you kind of know what's going on. But when you do sit down and watch a film, right, when it is edited together and finished, you know, is it a kind of difficult watch to do? Just from the terms of you going,
it is. Yeah,
you know, watching yourself do it and all that.
Oh God, I'm so ugly. Come on. Oh no. I didn't know I was that ugly. It's all stuff like that, and then you get over it.
Yeah.
I have a difficult relationship with watching myself. I don't really like it that much.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's easy.
Yeah, that's right. Some people love it, but I find it a bit... Yeah, like you always want to change stuff, and I can't get beyond being self-conscious about it. Yeah, I was proud of it when I watched it. I thought it was, because we did lots. It was a low budget film, but we, you know, we had very certain set pieces that were very difficult to do, and we pulled them all off. And it was I'm really proud of what we achieved with it. Some very horrible scenes.
Yes.
Within it, I'm sure think of a few.
Yes, there are. But like I said, we can't really talk about it. therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
But no, it's. I mean, did you say it's out next Friday?
Yes,
I was going to ask you that because I failed to write that down.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad you know. Is that a dark song?
A dark song.
Yeah,
yes,
it is dark. Listen, we're sort of out of time for that. I mean, that zipped by, didn't it? Though. Look at that.
What a pleasure.
So it's a life's work there, encapsulated.
That's right.
Into like 10 minutes.
That's all it. That's all. I mean, that's all we all are, isn't it?
Isn't it?
About 10 minutes worth of stuff.
That's all I've got. What are you doing next?
I'm just starting work on my next feature film, which is called Dregs, and that's not a horror film. It's a period drama, a bit like Downton Abbey, but then it turns into a if. You know that film?
Yeah.
It's about some very badly behaved servant girls in a country house who cause absolute mayhem. So it's a really good laugh. Got Holly Dempsey doing that, and Lady Likes, rapper, who's... They're the terrible twosome.
All right. So when are we going to see that in cinema?
Well, hopefully next year.
All right.
You know, we'll be filming it this year.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically St. Trinians, isn't it?
It's St. Trinians with some, like, the most horrible, evil people within it.
We see that. It's sold. I mean, if I was greenlighting it... Too late, it's already been done, but I'd buy that. Look, Steve, thanks very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
So that's A Dark Song, which is out in cinemas next Friday. In the next bit of this programme, a tiny child will play a tune on a toy xylophone. You have to identify the tune, and you'd be very welcome to do so. That is Toddler Pops. We'll be discussing the news with the tiny child. First of all, as I mentioned, you can win some meat today. It's not a prize, it's a souvenir of time spent on the radio with us. Chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. in a game of band or crayon colour, and work experience punditry. Sophie will be along to look at some television for us. We tell her it's to give her a leg up in the industry. Very difficult industry to break into, isn't it, Steve? All of this media lark.
And, it's impossible.
We take our work experiences, and instead of having them make the tea out there or the photocopy, we get them in here and we get them to review stuff, and we say it gives them a leg up into this. It's not true. It's just because we don't have to pay them. It's the only reason we use them. It's on the way. Sophie's got television. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift. Talk Radio in partnership with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At Skybet, we're paying eight places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing a top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, Skybet are paying not five, six or seven, but eight places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Skybet, that's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram blue circle cement was £3.54, now just £3 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's really severe delays on both sides of the M6 near Birmingham, with two lanes closed southbound, junction 6 to 5 after a vehicle fire, congestion back to junction 8 for the M5, and severe northbound delays after traffic was stopped between junction 6 and 7 following a multi-vehicle accident. Two lanes are still closed at the scene, keys are back to 4A. North of Sutterton in Lincolnshire, the northbound A16 heading towards Boston remains closed because of an accident, and reports coming in of an accident on the M4 in Berkshire, westbound near Reading, junctions 11 to 12. I'm Jarena Adams.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, no.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Oh, it isn't Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming into the studio, of course, as you'd expect. We're the Talk Radio station, so it means that we thrive on your reactions. We invite you to react. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, I think it's absolutely sick. That's coming from a teenager. John, I think it's absolutely sick. That's coming from a disgusted mother.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, a lot of texts as well coming in for today's text in, which is, of course, sport violence because of David Moyes. David Moyes, boss of Sunderland, threatened to slap, I understand, a BBC reporter. Now, the suggestion is he seemed to be making it rather lightheartedly. And the BBC reporter, Vicky Sparks is her name, laughed along with the joke, I suppose. But in this day and age, of course, you can't do anything, really, without Gary Lineker piling in and telling you how bad it was, which is exactly what's happened. David Moyes has apologised, of course. So people are saying, well, it just indicates that football still has a problem with women. I'm not sure it means all of football does, possibly just David Moyes. I don't know. He said it was just a light-hearted comment. She didn't complain about it anyway and just laughed along with it. He's apologised. She's accepted. No, it's not a story. However, it is for the purposes of today's texting, because what you do is you take some sport and then you take a violent act and then you put them together in order to get I was going to say amusing, but that's not necessarily the case. But I rather like Alex's suggestion of Chris Eubank.
Yeah.
It's a sport and a violent act.
It's not that violent in some cases.
Harry Red slap.
Yeah.
Says Dave Stevenson. Jensen headbutton. Well, we did that. Gavin's come in. Well, I rather like this one. Brian Fisticluff.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's quality.
87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now it's time for a tiny child. A tiny child to play a tune on a toy xylophone. You're invited to identify it. It's time for...
This is Toilet Pops!
This week's Toddler Pops. As usual, Maisie, 7 years old, playing a song on a toy xylophone. And the exciting news for you, my friend, is that if you identify it correctly and get pulled out of the Toddler Pops hat, which is not an actual hat, you could well be sent by email... That's right... The I Guessed the Toddler Pops song certificate. It also gets you a place in our photo album of Toddler Pops champions, which doesn't even exist, not even a thing. No one's bothered to do that.
No, yeah, no one's sent the photo. That would be fun.
Okay. So it's like Steve Wright in the Afternoon, where if you choose the oldies on Radio 2, you get an I Chose the Oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon badge. Here... Well, the badges would cost money. We've got no budget. So instead, what you do is you get a certificate that simply got made by Cornelius. We don't even post it to you. We email it to you for free. It's a PDF. Print it out yourself. Write your name on it. That's how it works. But, of course, before she played the tune, there was a small matter of discussing the week's news. Obviously, I asked Maisie, as usual, how her week was going.
Well, I'm fine, John. I mean, Article 50 got triggered. Unless, of course, it was an April Fool's joke.
Unfortunately, I don't think it was.
Elaborate joke. Like you said, John, might have been Theresa May's prank. It was either that or put cling film over European Council President Donald Tusk and put a whoopee cushion under France.
Yes, you're right.
And for an encore... Theresa May is going to declare war on Spain over Gibraltar. It's like Mrs. Thatcher with Argentina. She's turning into Mrs. Thatcher. Next, she'll be destroying British industry and dividing the country into the elite and the working class. Oh, hang on, she's already done that. It's called Brexit.
Yeah, well, you make a valid point.
Of course I do, I'm 7. Shall we play a tune?
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
This is Toilet Pops.
Okay, then. There's the... she's quite insightful, I think. There's the tune... All you have to do is identify it. You can get your guesses to us. Here's the number 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your tweets with hashtag Toddler Pops.
And you could well be in line to get a certificate. And I guess the Toddler Pops tune on the radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 on Talk Radio on a weekday thing. Certificate. Email to you. Let's very quickly hear the song again, just to give you a little hand. What was it? What was that? We'll give you the answer, of course, after the news and so forth, in the next half an hour, when we'll also be joined by Sophie, who is our work experience pundit today. She's going to be reviewing the weekend's television. It's just after 2:30, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
10 people have been killed in St. Petersburg and at least 50 injured after an explosion on the metro system. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says authorities are considering all possible causes, including terrorism. The Spanish Foreign Minister has accused the UK of losing its cool over Gibraltar. Former Conservative leader Lord Howard said the government would defend the territory in the same way it did the Falklands. Here's Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis.
The Spanish government's a little surprised, actually, by the tone that's been generated in Britain, a country traditionally known for its composure. But it is clear that this question of Europe and the issue of Gibraltar, which is nothing else but a part of this question, in this issue, Britain's traditional calmness is conspicuous by its absence.
The Prime Minister says an attack on an asylum seeker in South London was absolutely despicable. Five people have appeared in court charged with violent disorder after a 17-year-old from Iran was left seriously injured in Croydon on Friday. A charity is warning a third of people in Britain could be at risk of heart disease because they're not exercising enough. British Heart Foundation research suggests inactivity may be causing as many deaths as smoking. And Friends star Matthew Perry has passed on the Canadian Prime Minister's offer to fight him. It's after he admitted in an interview he'd beaten up Justin Trudeau while they were both at school. The weather pleasantly warm and sunny for much of the country, but cloudier towards the northwest with rain and stronger winds. Highs of 16 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
It's all very conflict today, isn't it?
Conflict.
Gibraltar and
Matthew Perry,
Spain and North Korea and Trump and Britain, yeah. And now Canada versus America.
Yeah. No, well, actually, Matthew Perry grew up in Canada. That's how they fought each other.
Is Matthew Perry a Canadian?
I don't have that information to hand, and I don't want to lie.
Okay. Then. But they're not going to have a fight.
No.
The news is no fight.
No fight. Not fight news, is off.
All right. Thanks, though.
That's all right.
Victoria, did you do the weather?
Yes, that's when you started speaking, when I finished.
I know, I just hear a gap and I just open my mouth and I don't know what goes. Anyway, in an hour's time, Victoria's here with bonus news. Of course, it's everybody's favourite part of the show, where Victoria... where Victoria will bring us extra stuff that you don't know now, but will do. About animals, about vegetables, about minerals. Today we're concentrating on mineral news because that covers everything. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so it's about making the time up because Victoria gets paid the same. Thank you, Victoria.
That's right.
Yeah. Good. Have you started researching it yet?
I open up Google.
Oh,
I've not done anything yet, though. Oh. I'm on page 2 of the search results because the first page didn't have anything interesting.
page 2 of the internet.
Well done. Yeah.
Good. All right. We will... we'll be talking to Sophie very shortly. She's got some television to tell us about. It's work experience punditry on the way.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now, of course, you've had time to think, you've had time to figure it out, you've had time to reflect. That's right, it's this.
This is Toya Pops!
Just before the news there, you were tasked with identifying the tune as played on a toy xylophone. By Maisie. A lot of correct answers coming in, but there can be only one recipient of the exclusive I Guessed the Tune of Toddler Pops on the Radio certificates. We'll find out who that's gone to shortly, but let's remind ourselves of what just happened.
I mean, Article 50 got triggered, unless, of course, it was an April Fool's joke.
Fortunately, it was.
Elaborate joke. Like you said, John, might have been Theresa May's prank. It was either that or put cling film over European Council President Donald Tusk and put a whoopee cushion under France. Shall we play a tune?
There it was. We had lots of guesses coming into the studio. Cornelius has the names.
Lots of correct guesses. Congratulations to Cheryl on Twitter, the son of Kirk on Twitter, John in Sunny Barnsley, Beth and Sarah getting it in. I think I've got everyone. If I haven't, more apologies.
And more as well. The system's just going a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway. It was, of course, this song. That's right. It's Coldplay, of course, and Livin' La Vida Loca, a cover of the Ricky Martin song. Sounds nothing like the original, does it there? It's Livin' La Vida Loca. Beth's been on saying, oh, it's that Coldplay song. They all sound the same, so I don't know what it's called, but may I have a certificate?
No!
Oh, for that, Beth! But well done, everyone who got it right.
You don't even get an empty email for that.
But who has been pulled out of the Toddler Pops certificate hat, which isn't anything like a hat?
No, it's more an envelope.
Okay.
It's Sarah in Birmingham.
Sarah in Birmingham.
On Twitter, congratulations.
Sarah in Birmingham.
I'm going to tweet you now.
Right. And you will get yourself. And I guess the tune on Toddler Pops on the weekday afternoons on Talk Radio on the John Holmes Show certificate. It's a PDF that we email to you, print it off, write your name on it. No expense spent at all on that. Right then, let's talk about television, because, you know, that's a thing. It's Sophie here, and she has got today's work experience punditry. And just before the traffic and travel, she's going to enlighten us as to what she might have brought in. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Summery you are today.
Lovely. It's so lovely outside.
Look at you, all dressed in summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not cooped up inside watching the television.
Not today.
But you have been.
I have
been. What are we going to be talking about, Sophie?
First of all, we've got three wives, one husband.
Have we?
Mm.
Right.
It's a new series of documentaries on Channel 4 about the Mormons who live in Rockland Ranch in the desert in America.
Yes, they do.
They do.
What else are we talking about?
We're going to be talking about 5x5 on BBC Three, which is the new Idris Elba thing.
Okay.
And How'd You Get So Rich? Catherine Ryan.
I'm not rich. Oh.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's not a question for you.
Oh, fine.
Catherine Ryan's made some stuff.
She has. She was
she
in here talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she came in to promote it, and you're going to review it.
Mm.
I hope she's not listening. Right.
Why didn't you review it to her face? Were you scared?
I really like her. So I was, like, fangirling at the time. I was like, oh, wow. I didn't say anything. I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Okay. insightful reviews with Sophie coming up very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Also, by the way, if you are wanting the updates on the metro explosion, this has happened, of course, in St. Petersburg in Russia. Victoria, every half an hour, is bringing you the latest as we get it here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Right now, you can get a new boiler for half price from British Gas for your home or business in our Spring Flash Sale. You only pay the full price for installation. But be quick, our Spring Flash Sale ends at 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. To reserve your boiler for half price, just book an appointment. Visit britishgas.co.uk or call 0800 754 754. Hurry, it'll be over in a flash. You only have until 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. The clock's ticking, conditions apply.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram blue circle cement was £3.54, now just £3 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
As the Grand National thunders nearer, get great value with Betfair. Betfair's odds were bigger than industry starting price on 95% of all Grand National horses in the last 5 years. That's great value on 95% of runners in the last 5 years with Betfair. Ready? Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ gambleaware.org applies to Betfair Exchange versus Industry SP on the 2012 to 2016 races inclusive. BSPs calculate 5% commission deducted. Full terms at betfair.com.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage.
And the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Amy, come and help me clear some stuff out of Dave's garage. He goes through all these phases. He collected so many albums before we got married.
Vinyl records.
Then he started doing DIY for about a month.
Power tools.
Next, he wanted something to play at weekends.
Golf clubs.
And I don't know what got into him when he started wearing these.
Wrestling tights. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay, the ultimate clear out the garage shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the heart of Lancaster, there's delays because the A6 Great John Street heading south, so heading city bound, is currently closed because of a building fire. The M6 around Birmingham still gridlocked. There's still two lanes out northbound, junction 6 to 7 following an accident, and early restrictions on the southbound carriageway has left queues. North of Sutterton in Lincolnshire, the northbound A16 heading towards Boston remains closed after an accident, and still looking slow on the M5 in Somerset south after earlier problems around junction 25 for Taunton. I'm Joanna Adams.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, we're not.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, of course, discussing much to do with what is going on in the world. It seems that Gibraltar is now the source of war. We are at war with Spain, as we told you earlier in the 2:30 news. The monkeys on Gibraltar have been trained to fight. Any Spanish that walks across the border between Gibraltar and Spain is being attacked by monkeys. Donald Trump has said he's going to wade in. Of course, when he's finished sorting out North Korea single-handedly, he's going to sort out Gibraltar as well. He has already made plans to have it carved into his big orange face, a bit like Mount Rushmore, but on the Iberian Peninsula. All of the grass and trees on top of the rock of Gibraltar left to grow wild. Of course, it's going to be dyed a sort of yellowy orange. So from the sea, it does look like a giant rock. Donald Trump. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, because we are here to help, as you know, because we analyse the news on this programme using Japanese poetry as our guide. Short form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Go to war for Gibraltar, a bit much for a rock with monkeys.
They're important monkeys, they're valuable monkeys. The news in haikus.
Sophie's with us. She is one of our work experience pundits. The next generation of critics and of broadcasters, and we drag them in and get them to review stuff for us. Everything from film to music to hipster nonsense to geeky gadgety stuff. But on a Monday, the weekend's television. Sophie's here. Sophie, where are we going to start then? On starting with the Mormony thing.
We are, yes. Mm,
Channel 4.
Yeah. Thursdays at 9.
Okay. What's it called?
Three Wives, One Husband.
This is a clip from Three Wives, One Husband.
After court in 5 months, how do you feel about it? It's a serious decision. It's going to change our whole life. And I remember when I married Mom Lily, she brought out new things in my personality and new things in Mom Trina's personality, and there were new dynamics to the family.
It's kind of scary at first, you know, because you see suddenly this person that you've been with for so many years is suddenly changing and becoming a different person. It can be kind of scary, intimidating.
Dad has limited time and there's only one of him. So once there's more family, he's going to have to share his time around those families. So it's not just two he'd be sharing it around, it'd be three. You got to remember that.
Staying in each of your homes would be every third night. I mean, that's a big change. So before we take a family vote, any last thoughts?
You said we got to figure this out. I figured out. We are going to marry Lydia.
If I buy the ring tomorrow, I'm going to ask.
I'm ready.
Ah, the sound there of a man having his cake and eating it. It's fair to say.
Yeah, so it's a documentary and it follows a community who live in Rockland Ranch in America. And basically, at least the first episode does follow this family who at the moment they have, well, this man has two wives.
Yes.
And 17 children.
How evenly distributed are they between the two wives?
They take it in turns to have children.
Right.
Yeah, that's arranged. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the first episode is sort of how it sort of explores how they decide whether or not he should marry a third wife.
Right. And I know it's a religious thing.
It is.
For we are talking Mormons.
Yes.
In the state of Utah, I'm guessing.
Yes.
In America. Salt Lake City, of course, being the Mormon capital of the world, founded, of course, by the Mormons. And what is interesting about this, or one of the many interesting things about this, I think, is that, A, we heard there, and we'll talk about that in a moment, about dividing time up, right? But the other thing is that what we've got here is a man's modern lifestyle based on the whim of a man who said he had a vision years ago, and then simply invented his own rules because he wanted to sleep with loads of women.
Pretty much.
That's basically what's going on here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then he's gone, nah, God said it's okay.
Well, yes, exactly. Apparently, Jesus came to the US to spread the word of God.
Yes, he did.
And
right.
They think that polygamy?
Yeah, polygamy.
Polygamy. Yeah. Is the way to get closer to God and reach the highest level of heaven.
Yes, well, the man would have said that, wouldn't he? Because, you know, who's going to argue with Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church, when he goes, yeah, here's the rules. God came to see me. Really? Yes. And he said, I could get closer to God, as could all men, if we have loads of wives. He said that, and you can't say he didn't. You got to believe me.
I think we should say, aren't they radical Mormons, this
yes,
family?
Yes, they are so fundamentalists.
It's not a big... All Mormons are
no.
radical.
They are fundamentalists.
Mormons. Yeah, not all Mormons believe in polygamy.
Welcome
to Fact Checking with Cornelius.
Yeah. They do.
Is it?
I don't think they do.
I think it's a thing.
Is it legal to have more than one wife?
In state
it's
of
not.
Utah?
I've just Googled it. Polygamy and bigamy are illegal in the US, but as the Utah Sister Wives show, it goes on anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not legal, but it just goes on anyway.
It's part of the religious
Fair
community.
Enough,
there you go.
Suppose.
But so how did it pan out?
So they decided to take a family vote, as you heard in the clip, and one of the younger boys votes no to the new wife.
Yeah.
And in the end, actually, the new wife decides that she's not that in love with him, so she leaves.
Right.
But it's quite interesting. I think it's one of the first sort of episodes where they've really opened up to any television program. Mm. So that was quite interesting. And you can tell, because they spent a year filming them, so the crew's kind of developed some sort of relationship with them.
So married them, then?
Possibly.
And Jesus did come down and say it was okay to marry cameramen.
Maybe they got sucked into the world.
Well, that's an unfortunate choice of phrase.
But yeah, it's good. The one thing that is really interesting is they blow into the rocks of the desert and they build their houses in the rock.
What?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So it's really cool.
All their houses are in massive caves.
So they live in this desert, right?
Yeah.
So there's lots of desert, massive rocks.
Yeah.
And they blow into the rocks, like blow up the rock.
Oh, I thought you meant literally
with an explosion.
Like Big Bad Wolf. I see, my God.
They also have magic powers, yeah.
I forgot to mention. That's right, they got from Jesus!
They just into the rock and build the house.
All right.
But that was quite cool.
It's a wise Mormon that built his house upon the rock, is what I've always said.
Within the rock. But they still have pointy roofs, which I didn't quite understand. But
that's a good point, actually.
Mm. Several on the roof.
No, just one.
One, yeah.
Okay, so that's one man and a little lady. What's it called?
Three wives.
Okay, yeah, that
one husband.
Yeah, one man and his dog went to mow a meadow on Channel 4. What are we looking at next?
It's in a desert, there's no...
All right.
Next is 5x5 on BBC Three, which is 5 5-minute episodes, all written by 5 new upcoming writers. And it's sort of Idris Elba trying to help new young writers and actors.
Curated this, hasn't
he?
Yes, that's right. I read about this. Have you watched all 5?
I watched all 5. They're all very gripping. Yeah. And it's just really interesting because the way that each episode focuses on one character, but they all link up together. And actually, at the end, it all sort of comes back to the beginning, which I quite liked.
Oh, okay.
It's very rounded off and nice.
Have we got a clip?
We do, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You were born with a full head of curly hair.
What?
Got mistaken for a girl till the age of 3.
You don't know me, you old.
Your ma used to swell with pride over her sweet, kind boy. And look at you now. What happened to Ma's angel?
Is that Idris Elba in it as well?
Yes.
Is he in all of them? Is this just a vehicle for Idris Elba to get work?
No, it's actually not. He's in the beginning. He's symbolically in it. It's sort of strange. I can't really explain it
without giving
it away.
Yeah, fair enough.
But he is in it, but it's a symbol of something else, basically. But his production company, Green Door Pictures, has co-created these five episodes. Yep. And apparently there's more to come from Idris Elba
yep.
on BBC Three. But yeah, set in London, five episodes. All these characters by chance meet and sort of... At the beginning of the episode, you sort of get to know the character, mm-hmm. and then you meet the next new character at the end, and it carries on.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's—I presume it's in the modern way, the BBC Three and so forth. It's just all available.
All available right now.
Okay. We're running out of time, which is why I'm speeding along slightly.
That's
not that
fine.
I mean to, but what are we talking about next?
Lastly, is how do you get so rich?
Oh, yes, Catherine Ryan.
Yes.
Let's have a clip before we talk about
yes.
it.
Yes.
How much is a nose job?
So I would say my range is anywhere from 12,000 to 50,000.
$50,000.
Yeah. Out of the 250 noses I do a year, 150 come from out of the country, from Dubai, mm-hmm. from Saudi Arabia, from Moscow, from London.
$20,000 average for a nose job, and he's doing 250 of them. That is $5 million. Oh, $5 million a year just in nose jobs. How'd you get so rich? Breaking models' noses.
There, Catherine Ryan. Now, she came in when this first started.
She did, yeah.
She came in here with us and brought her daughter with her, her little daughter, who actually did part of the interview. Was a lot better at it than I was, it's fair to say. But it sounded like an interesting premise. Obviously, it's a documentary. She goes around with loads of rich people, has to win them over to ask them slightly awkward questions, mm-hmm. I suppose. How does it pan out?
It's really good, actually. Although it does kind of... make you think that she's just got some amazing holidays out of making this programme.
She did admit that,
actually.
She did say
that. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
She got paid to go on holiday.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she goes onto the streets of the King's Road and Chelsea and sort of puts a mic in people's faces and asks them, how'd you get so rich? And she gets away with it because I think she's American and, you know, us Brits would never go up to someone in the street and talk to them.
She's Canadian.
Oh, sorry.
Racist.
Fact checking with Cornelius Mendes.
Yeah.
Same thing.
She's got 10 husbands.
No, she doesn't.
So, what in terms of was that clip we heard there?
Yeah.
Indicative of the whole kind of it's people with these. I mean, that was plastic surgeon, obviously, but mm-hmm. I mean, what other jobs does she find?
There was a couple who met at uni and they designed an app and they sold it for $54 million. And now they have such a following on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube that they just go on holidays and they get paid to go on these amazing holidays mm-hmm. and write them all up and put them on YouTube and they have the most amazing life. They get paid to go on holiday and do free PR. And they give a lot of their money away to charity, and that's how they live. Which is nice.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Good.
Yeah, lucky, that's right. Bring us all down at the end, why don't you, Sophie?
Well, it's sunny outside. Everyone go outside and make a YouTube video and see what happens.
We've got another hour to do, don't tell anyone that.
Sorry. I'll make one for you.
Thanks. Right, Sophie, thank you for coming in.
That's okay.
Good work experience punditry there with Sophie and a television review. She's a work experience, or one of them. We get her in because we don't have to pay her.
Yay.
Yeah. Good. Right. In the next bit, the big debate. After 3 o'clock, we will be talking to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent in foreign, live from somewhere foreign, about a big foreign story. And we will be playing a game of band or crayon colour. All on the way. Talk Radio, Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
And they're off. Coming up on the inside, it's the one your wife liked the look of, followed by the one your dog picked, chasing the one you got in a sweepstake, taking the lead.
There's a better way to pick your horses with the Sun's free favourite pullouts every day of the Aintree Festival. Get all the top tips on the form, the fences and the favourites every day. Free sweepstake kit on Friday, plus a free £1 Grand National bet at Ladbrokes on Saturday. Starts Thursday only in the Sun. Free bet in shops only. Conditions apply. 18 plus. Gamble aware.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes.
It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ryan.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 18mm ply for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Russian metro blast kills 10, Gibraltar row and no deal on Southern Rail.
Talk Radio.
10 people have been killed in St. Petersburg and at least 50 injured after an explosion on the metro system. Security is being tightened at transport hubs across the country in response. Russian President Putin says authorities are considering all possible causes, including terrorism.
I would like to express my sincere condolences to the relatives of those killed and wounded. I have already spoken with the heads of the security services. We will do everything to establish the cause of what has happened.
Downing Street says the Brexit secretary has told Spain's foreign minister the UK will be steadfast in supporting Gibraltar. Draft European Union negotiating guidelines published on Friday suggest Spain will be able to veto any future trade deal between the EU and the UK. Crossbencher Baroness Butler-Sloss has told Talk Radio it's making the whole situation much more difficult.
It's extremely sad that Spain should have raised the ante like this. I think it's very unhelpful of Spain. I think it's very unwise of the EU because it's muddying the waters. And we want the best arrangement with Europe that we can possibly have.
Police say a teenage asylum seeker is starting to make a recovery after a suspected hate attack in South London. The 17-year-old Kurdish Iranian has a fractured skull and a blood clot in the brain. Five people have been charged with violent disorder. One is also accused of racially aggravated GBH. It's claimed laziness could be causing as many deaths as smoking. The British Heart Foundation says 20 million people are inactive across the UK and at risk of heart disease unless they change their lifestyle. And the long-running dispute on Southern Rail over driver-only trains doesn't look like it's any nearer to an end. Members of the ASLEF union have rejected a deal aimed at bringing in a resolution.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Warm and sunny for much of the country, but cloudier towards the northwest with some rain and stronger winds, highs of 16 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There's more in half an hour, of course.
Yes.
Which will be bonus news today. 3:30 is when we bring you Victoria's bonus news, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. The reason? Because the bulletins are shorter. We've got to make the time up. She gets paid the same today. Mineral news.
Yes.
Do you want to tease us with a mineral?
Conflict minerals.
Thank you. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which is a lot. How timely. Live from the 1588 Spanish Armada.
Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino says a Chelsea quarter in the title race is closely down to pressure. The Premier League leaders lost to Crystal Palace at the weekend, allowing Spurs to cut the gap between them and first place to 7 points. Pochettino says Antonio Conte's side are well prepared to finish the job, but it doesn't necessarily mean they will.
Experience of how to manage the pressure of the team. They can win or they can lose, but it's not about to put pressure on them or stress. I think for us it's important to be focused in Swansea now. It wasn't against Burnley.
Playing with Chelsea striker Fran Kirby in the England women's squad for Euro 2017. 8 players are included from Super League champions Manchester City, including captain Steph Houghton. Finally, former world number one Tiger Woods says TV viewers shouldn't get involved in punishing golfers for breaking rules. It's after someone watching the first women's major of the year emailed organisers to point out leader Lexi Thompson had made a mistake marking her ball. She was given a four-shot penalty, which ultimately cost her victory. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the sport from the Spanish Armada, where for some reason they've fallen through a time wormhole and appear to have machine guns. Right, it's coming up to a time. The time it's coming up to is the time for the big debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That time is now. So as Britain goes to war with Spain, Donald Trump goes to war with North Korea, and 20 million Britons are, according to the British Heart Foundation, physically inactive. Which means, of course, Britain is Spain's for the taking. I mean, lots of people, according to the news today, are fat and lazy. And Spain, of course, is used to killing things like bulls in a fight. Also in the news, of course, is a row about tampons. Some of the details, something to do with throwing them in the sea around Gibraltar to soak up the water to keep the Spanish Armada at bay, something like that. They may not be the facts. There's also a big row, of course, about what colour our passports are. With people today calling for Gibraltar's famous rock to be painted dark blue like our old ones were, in order to further assert its British sovereignty. Basically, Brexit is panning out awfully well so far. Now, on the line, listening to that, Talk Radio listener Jose. Hello, Jose.
Hello, son.
Hello, you're all right. How are you?
It's Jose, actually. Have it right, pal.
Jose. All right. Good afternoon, Joe.
You'd have thought I would have a name like that. I would be Spanish myself, but I'm not, see. Me old Ma, God bless her, she was from Porto. From Portugal, you see. So yep. I'm a Portuguese.
Yeah?
Yes, right, that's right, mate.
Well, thank you for calling 03449000 to talk to us, because I understand what you've told our researchers is you've called us because you've heard about this whole Gibraltar issue, and you think this is the time to simply cancel Spain. Is that right?
Get rid of them, son. Get rid of them, son.
Yeah.
I mean, look at them. Funny old people, aren't they? How do they think they can be in any way productive having a kip every day during a working day?
Yeah, racist. But yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, all right. I know you don't like the racists on your show, John, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
All right. Hold that thought there, Joes. Because Simon's on the other line. How's Simon?
Hello, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in. Now, you've heard Josie there, and she's saying that doesn't want Spain to exist anymore and thinks that would solve this whole Gibraltar issue. Simon, he's a racist. What about you?
I'm not racist at all. In fact, I personally consider myself a Spanophile.
Yeah, good. What?
A Spanophile.
Is that legal?
Do what, pal? A what? I'm a Spanophile.
Right.
I'm a fan of all things Espanol.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were sexually attracted to toolkits.
Well, I am that too, but let's not get down the bracket.
Well, that's a different debate. Let's talk about the issue of Spain, of course. Now, there are many today calling for Spain simply to be lifted off the earth and dragged to the moon by rockets. This is a long-standing issue, of course, with Spain and Britain. Where do you stand on that?
Jose,
are you happy with that? And that's going to cost money. Let's not forget, right? Rockets are expensive. Tethering them to a large landmass, also expensive. Having enough power to lift that off the earth and take it to the moon, also expensive. Where are we going to get the money to pay for it?
I haven't got a problem with that, pal.
Yeah. Well, who's going to pay?
No worries. I mean, you know, you've already brought up the Armada, right?
Yeah.
Back then, you know, this is why I don't like the Spanish, see, right?
Yeah.
They
will try anything to get out of their own country. They know it's rubbish there. I mean, that's why they had the Armada in the first place. They see Blighty, they say, let's go there, that looks like a lovely bit of stuff.
Yep.
Let's get ourselves over there. You know, and if we hadn't beaten them, you know, our old mate Frankie Drake, he's a pal of ours, isn't he? He's a favourite on the show.
Yes,
let's be honest.
Indeed.
I mean, if it weren't for him, we'd all be in paella and not pronouncing our S's properly.
Right, well, it was, of course, Sir Francis Drake, if you're looking at the history of it, which indeed we should, who first brought Spain back from the Caribbean, didn't he, as a gift to Queen Victoria. If you recall, you know, he came back with potatoes, tobacco, and Spain. And,
that's right.
And just gave it, and Princess Queen Victoria, she liked the look of it and she popularised it, and that's why we have Spain now.
The other thing to bear in mind is, though, that he changed his mind. He changed his mind and decided to go and fight the Spanish. Yeah. And I know he turned up late. He was busy with some Plymouth foe.
Yeah.
But he made it in the end.
Yeah, he did. He made it in the end, Simon, didn't he?
Yeah, he made it in the end. You know, he had a few years of hardship, a few years of tough times. Not something I expect Jose to understand.
Yeah.
He's worked hard to get where he is, and here we are now.
The rain in Spain, Simon, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain, doesn't it?
It does. It falls mainly on the plain,
yeah.
Sometimes in the hills, but you know what? You don't hear about the hills, do you? All you hear is chat fight Jose going on, oh, you know, we should be putting up into space, oh, we should be putting it on the moon. I told them this would happen with Brexit, and here we are.
I knew that when I came on for this conversation, someone would be coming up against me. And I don't kind of expect this Spanish Inquisition from the likes of you, son.
What do you...
No one expects a Spanish Inquisition.
What do you make of this idea that, and this is interesting, isn't it, because the Spanish, and I know you'll agree with me, is that the Spanish, of course, hate animals, right? Because they do bullfighting, don't they, in the face of the modern world where we say that's a bit barbaric. They throw donkeys off towers, right? The monkeys on Gibraltar are only safe because it's British territory, right? What do you make of the notion that we should take all of the animals out of Spain to keep them safe and give them to Gibraltar, put them all on the rock, two by two, like Gibraltar was an ark? Okay, then we let the rain in Spain fall mainly on the plain until it floods. Spain's underwater, just Gibraltar sticking out. It's British, it's got all the animals on it, they're safe. What do you think, Simon?
I think this is classic East Anglification of Spain. Yep. I think that's a dangerous, dangerous policy. It'll turn the entire nation into a marshland, and then our patatas bravas will all be waterlogged.
Yeah, that's a fair point, isn't it?
I think it's a great idea, son. Stick them on at Arc. You know, it's Spanish, they'll eat anything, won't they? I'm surprised they haven't eaten all of the animals that are there already.
Well,
putting them into their little tiny food dishes and eating it with rice and rubbish like that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you're so racist, you'd be better off calling LBC. But let's...
Or Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah, yeah. You're calling for more Spains, Simon, aren't you? You say one Spain's not enough.
Exactly. I think the more Spain, the better. It's like tapas. You can have big Spain, little Spain. You can have Spain on the side. I mean, basically, if you were to remove Spain from the continent, you're basically left with Portugal floating in the water, which is as close to Gibraltar as you could possibly get.
Portugal's floating in the water. Your mum's from there. What do you think?
Well, you know, it was floating away anyway. Something has to be done at the end of the day, didn't it? But, you know, I say you could also reattach Portugal onto the side of France. At the edge of the Pyrenees.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they have tried that before, didn't they? Remember when Sweden tried this, of course, with those trials they had.
Are these the trials in Seville?
No, these were in Sweden itself, where they tried to sort of attach... they didn't want Norway nearby anymore, so they tried to saw Norway off and attach it further north up onto an archipelago. Didn't go so well, really, did it? Because... everyone drowned.
Yeah.
But the issue of what we should change the name to, is it the name Spain that gets your goat? And I don't mean that in a Spanish animal killing way. I mean in a metaphoric get a goat kind of a way. Is it the name Spain?
I just don't like the whole place, mate. Nothing personal about them individually, but as a race, I don't like them, pal.
Right. Again.
Again, racist. I don't care.
Yeah. Simon, come back on that, because we need balance.
Well, I'm so glad that I called LBC to discuss this. I think Spain is an outdated word. I think it's about time we started pronouncing it the way they do. After all, what could be better than taking a quick holiday down to Espanol? Espanol,
yes.
Or España,
yes.
Or going down for some patatas bravas.
Yes.
And this is where the confusion. This is where the confusion comes in, Simon. Me hope, son.
That's right.
España sounds too much like lasagna.
Which is Italian?
Exactly. Another race of people I ain't got the time of day for.
So you'd expand.
You don't like the Italians as well. I don't like any of the Europeans, pal. Any of them.
Do you like anyone at all ever?
I lost my old ma.
But she's from Portugal.
All right, then.
And there we must leave the debate. Let's just sum up the debate, if you would. Simon, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Patatas bravas.
Thank you. And thank you. Interesting, isn't it? We are at war with Spain, but do we need Spain anymore on the face of the earth? Jose, very much against it there. Simon's very much for the idea. But that's what Radio Debate is all about. Let me apologise, by the way, for his racism, but I think we offset it with Simon's. Not that. And anyway, he probably meant to call LBC or Julia. Right, so it's a big debate, of course. Do we need Spain anymore? Get involved, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've got pencil cases now. It's post-Brexit Britain. We've got pencil cases and Lurpak. Why do we need Spain? Get in touch. It's the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio in partnership with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that. And you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide. Open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Find your nearest store at tradepoint.co.uk. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in the centre of Lancaster. The A6 Great John Street heading into the city is closed because of a building fire. Still looking very slow for the northbound M6 around Birmingham with congestion from around junction 4A to 6 after earlier problems a little further along 6 to 7, which have now been sorted. North of Sutterton in Lincolnshire, the northbound A16 heading towards Boston remains closed because of an accident. So traffic in and around Sutterton is very busy. And Gloucestershire southbound in 5 is queuing. Two lanes are closed near junction 13 for Stroud because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cereal.
Morning cereal, evening cereal, cereal with milk, with a spoon, with fruit, in a bowl, in a mug, straight from the box cereal. At the table cereal, on the sofa cereal, watching TV cereal, and cereal.
Right now, Nestle Cheerios are half price. Just £1.39 at your local co-op.
375 grams was £2.79, subject to availability. See in-store for details. Offer ends 4th of April.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in to the big debate, of course. Do we need Spain? I mean, everyone's talking today a little bit about whether or not this war with Spain is going to continue and for how long. Of course, as we speak, Britain's depleted forces rowing, if I'm brutally honest, towards the Rock of Gibraltar to defend it. We've got HMS Ledbury and the two boats from yesterday's boat race, Oxford and Cambridge crews, both rowing there to Gibraltar to help with the war effort. But do we need Spain? That's the question. We've got pencil cases now, haven't we, and Lurpak, so why would we need it? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, how dare you have this conversation? Without Spain, we wouldn't have their national sport of tech-hopping, and then you would have to drive the desk. Then you would have to drive. Yeah, didn't know she knew that English word, John. Without Spain, you wouldn't have their national sport of tech-hopping, and you'd have to drive the desk yourself. Hashtag that would never work. That's coming from stubborn bosses, and they've also included the hashtag patatas bravas in arms.
Thank you.
John, odio el español tanto que he utilizado Google Traductor para enviar esta mensaje para que todos fuinda. Oema dice que son chavito comiendo idiotas.
Yes.
Which translated means, John, I hate the Spanish so much that I've used Google Translate to send this message so they can all hear me say they're chorizo eating idiots.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. If you're racist, then, of course, don't get in touch with us, get in touch with LBC. Now, then, with all of the Spain in mind, let's do this. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, using the radio or an app or something. And, well, welcome. Found it. John Holmes. And on the line now is our foreign correspondent. She's a foreign one and she's somewhere foreign. Good afternoon, foreign correspondent. Yeah. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? Now, you're a Spanish foreign, and as of now, we are at war with you. What's going on?
Pues la verdad es que no tengo ni puñetera idea, porque a mí las noticias de lo que está pasando en España, Gibraltar y tal, pues la verdad es que me da un poco igual, ¿no? Pero ya que me das la plataforma para poder hablar en la radio, me gustaría contarte la historia de un amigo, porque todo el tema este de Gibraltar me recuerda mucho cuando mi amigo Roberto me regaló una cafetera y luego me dijo que no, que la tenía que devolver, y yo fue en plan, a ver.
No, you're not having it back. No, it's ours, right? It sticks up out of the sea. It may well be attached to your country, but you can keep your dirty hands off it.
No, pero es que no tienes razón, porque estamos hablando de una cafetera. A mí el peñón me da igual, ya te digo, que ni vivo allí, que ni me interesa ni nada. Y además, tampoco es para tanto, pero Yo lo que quiero plantear es, si a ti un amigo te regala una cafetera, ¿por qué luego te tiene que pedir que se la devuelvas? No, es un regalo, pues ya está. Pues Santa Rita Rita, lo que se da no se quita.
Yes.
No sé.
Well, I mean, let's look at the history of Gibraltar. I mean, at the end of the day, it is British territory. It was given to the British in the 1700s, a part of the Treaty of Utrecht, of course. A lot of controversy over it, always has been with Spain. There continues to be post-Brexit controversy, as we know that former Prime Minister Michael Howard has essentially said there'll be a war. Jack Straw today has said that's stupid, there won't be a war. But at the end of the day, you know, we've never liked Spain, have we, in Britain? So a war would be good for us all, wouldn't it? Boost morale?
Pues no lo sé. Sinceramente, lo que yo creo que sería bueno para todo el mundo es que todo el mundo tuviera una cafetera de cápsulas, porque las cápsulas son lo mejor que se ha inventado. Tú coges tu cápsulita de tu, pues no sé, el sabor que a ti más te guste, pues más fuerte, más suave, más café, más té, no sé, lo que tú quieras, ¿no? Y la pones en la maquinita y en 2 minutos tienes un café tú. ¿Y qué quieres que te diga? A mí eso me parece muchísimo más importante que el tema de Gibraltar, porque además, te diré una cosa.
Because, yes, you're right, we don't have a navy anymore in this country, but the point is, you know, we have got 2 boats left over from the boat race yesterday, both of which could be retrofitted with weapons. Oh, you might laugh, Spain, but both of those weapons could be retrofitted with guns, right, those boats. I don't know whether you saw the boat race, right, but Oxford were pretty good. Cambridge women's boat rowers were good. If we combine it, they could row to Gibraltar on those small little rowy things, and we could destroy your armada, couldn't we?
No, estás muy equivocado. Para empezar, ¿qué es eso de un Oxford? ¿Qué es un Oxford? Porque yo no tengo ni idea, no lo he escuchado en mi vida. ¿Qué es? Eso es un tipo de camisa, ¿no? Pero por otra parte te diré que no hay nada mejor que un flotador, ¿sabes? Esos flotadores que te llevas a la piscina, que lo hinchas, unos manguitos. Yo creo que eso es mucho más efectivo que la Navy o los boats o lo que tú me digas. O sea, es que me da igual, es que estás completamente equivocado, Juan. ¿Y qué quieres que te diga? Hoy viene un tren. No sé si serán vos que ya estáis invadiendo. Sois vosotros que estáis invadiendo ya con los trenes, pero bueno, ¿qué quiere decir?
No, because to be honest, that's fighting talk, and I don't necessarily think. I mean, it's sort of, Jack Straw has said we won't go to war. Michael Howard has said it's every possibility, of course, likening this situation where we've taken a bit of your land to Argentina. And, you know, look what happened there. And certainly go back and look what happened during the Spanish Armada. Spain didn't win, did they? And anyway, you don't like animals in Spain because you throw donkeys off towers and kill bulls. And Gibraltar's full of monkeys. So what do you say to that?
Patatas bravas, sangría, chipirones, chocos, mejillones, gambas y toros también, ¿sabes? Y lo más importante, la sangría, la ginebra, por encima de todo,
all right,
la fiesta.
Yeah, well, no, all right, things are getting a bit heated, so let's just look at this rationally. What's the feeling of the Spanish people towards this? Because it's obviously being fought out in a political arena at the moment. But, there are people, United Kingdom nationals who live on Gibraltar. It's attached to Spain by a road that goes over a dangerous runway. What's the feeling of the Spanish people? Do they want Gibraltar to be Spanish?
Nah, la verdad es que nos da igual. Sinceramente, yo te lo digo, el peñón nos da igual. Total, el peñón es de los monos, los monkeys. Los monkeys tienen el peñón y tienen la soberanía. Que tú estés en denial y que no lo quieras aceptar, ese no es mi problema. Pero, sinceramente, a mí lo que más me importa es la fiesta, las tapas, los toros y la sangría. Ya está.
All right, well, what if then? I mean, it's all very well, but, as you saying that, a lot of people listening to this will disagree. Because a lot of our listeners don't like foreigners. But the point is, right, what if we, you know, it's all very well you go, oh, no, it's ours, it's Gibraltar, right? What if we just take it away, right? What if we just saw it off the end of your country, right, and use boats, possibly the ones from the boat race, because, like I said, those rowers are powerful, right, to just drag Gibraltar away from Spain, right, and either we just drag it far out of your waters and just have it as a separate island, or we just drag it back to Britain and attach it to the bottom of the Isle of Wight. It'll fit on the end of the Needles, wouldn't it? So, go on, what's your thoughts there?
Es que Es que no, porque, a ver, vas a coger los barcos y vas a atar con las cuerdas al peñón. Pero ¿quién va a dirigir la operación? ¿Ed Miliband? ¿Eh? ¿Ed Miliband, por ejemplo? ¿No? O Boris Johnson, Dime tú, Boris Johnson, con ese pelo amarillo, que tiene pelo de pollo, tío, que es que todo el mundo lo sabe, que es que nos reímos de él, que no tenéis ninguna autoridad, no tenéis ninguna figura política para mandar a hacer esta operación. O sea, es que no, y sinceramente, una Coca-Cola, un zumo de naranja, no sé, si quieres te leo una lista de recetas de comida saludable, porque sinceramente
said this. He said, I think the position of the government is very, very clear, which is that the sovereignty of Gibraltar is unchanged. It's not going to change. It cannot conceivably change without the express support and consent of the people of Gibraltar and the United Kingdom. That is what he has said. Jack Straw has said that the idea of Britain going to war or Spain going to war against Britain over Gibraltar is absurd and reeks of 19th century jingoism. But what's wrong with 19th century jingoism?
Pues no lo sé, pero mira, si quieres te cuento la historia de la noche que pasé con Boris Johnson. Fue en 2015, después de las elecciones, en Uxbridge, cuando ganó su candidatura. Perseguí en lo perseguí por un parking, lo grabé todo en vídeo. Está todo en internet.
Look, do you want to surrender now?
Patatas bravas.
Okay, there we must leave that. That's our Spanish foreign correspondent there talking to us in foreign from Spain. Interesting, isn't it? What could happen there? And I think, obviously, that was a peaceful negotiation that we had. But we will, of course, as we've been saying throughout the show, keep you updated. If we do go to war with Spain before the end of the programme, we will bring you that breaking news, probably just after the travel. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And in case we are at war, Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
It's now understood 9 people have been killed and 20 injured in a blast on the underground rail system in St. Petersburg. Russia's President Putin says he's spoken to the head of security services who will do everything to establish the cause of the explosion. Theresa May insists it's better for Britain's relations with Spain to talk about Gibraltar. It's after a previous Conservative leader suggested she might be ready to resort to war to defend the overseas territory. Former Attorney General Dominic Grieve has been speaking to Talk Radio.
It's one thing to point out the reality, which is that any British overseas territory will be defended by the United Kingdom in exactly the same way as if it were a bit of Kent, Sussex, Surrey or London. But we shouldn't be looking for a fight which may well not exist.
Police think up to 30 people may have been involved in a brutal assault on a teenager in South London. 5 people have appeared in court charged over the attack on the Kurdish Iranian asylum seeker on Friday night. Members of the Azov Union have rejected a deal aimed at ending the long-running dispute over driver-only operated trains on Southern Railway. Bosses say the vote is hugely disappointing. And in football, David Moyes has apologised for threatening to slap a female reporter in a post-match interview. The Sunderland manager says he deeply regrets the exchange after a game last month. The weather, rain in the west will spread into mainland UK this evening, turning windy across Scotland with lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow will be a bright start for the northwest, cloudy with light rain in central and southeastern areas, which will slowly clear through the day. Can you stop rustling? Staying windy with scattered showers further north, highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yeah.
And Cornelia stops rustling.
Annoying.
I was looking for some of the printouts of the texts we had in for the violent sportsmen, which we've been doing today.
The football manager?
Yeah.
But, David Moyes, yeah, who threatened. He wasn't physically violent.
But people have been texting in. That's what we've been doing today.
This has been the text to Cornelius. That's absolutely right. It's been sports and violence.
So we're on TalkSport.
What have you got?
This is coming from Danny, who said, Martin, neither Minda Johnson. Peter Ouch as well. He's all
good.
Also said, and this is my favourite, and it's unfortunately an anonymous text, but someone just sent Joey Barton.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria, though, is here with bonus news. Now, Victoria's bulletins are smaller than they used to be. They've definitely shrunk. And what he has to do is make the time up. They're 2 minutes now, not three. And at 3:30, we bring you bonus news. He gets paid the same, so we have to fill the time with it. Today, it's We do
mineral news.
Yeah, we do animal. Thank you. Animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news. Today it's
mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
The European Parliament has signed off on a proposal aimed at tackling the conflict minerals trade. So it paves the way for regulations which would stop minerals being imported into the EU, which are the result of human rights abuses incurred by forced mining labour. The law also aims to cut off the revenue that illegal armed groups receive from the sale of such minerals abroad.
Right. Strong mineral story there. Yeah. Hit the nail on the head.
Look at that. Mm. Look at that for a mineral story.
Yep, real life mineral stories. Yeah. A silver dollar dating back to 1804 has sold at auction for $3.3 million. That's around £2.6 million. It's one of only eight of its kind. The co-founder of Stax Bowers Galleries, which helped host the auction, says, in coins, everybody's heard of the 1804 dollar. It's what I call the ultimate trophy coin. And finally, around 600 people attended the Gold, Gem and Treasure Show at Thurston County Fairgrounds in Washington. The event gave people an opportunity to pan for gold, use a metal detector and search for coins in scattered grass. And if you want to see those people searching for coins in scattered
nobody does.
There's a picture on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E. And there's also a picture of the pricey silver dollar. The end.
Thank you, Victoria, for bringing us mineral news. Tomorrow?
Animal news!
Animal news, the one you get excited about.
Infinitely better.
Don't you? Well, look, we've got to cover everything off. That's what the news is here for. That's what we're here for. Animal, vegetable and mineral.
No, it's not.
People want to know. Well, if we don't do mineral news, the letters we get.
You haven't had any letters.
You wouldn't believe.
Have you ever had a physical bit of post here?
Well, no, that's because... I don't really have a pigeonhole, but apart from that...
It could be given to reception, they could bring it up. Reminds me, I've got a parcel in reception.
Have you?
It's a clock.
Great. Why have you got a clock?
It's fascinating, really. So,
you brought it up.
Yeah, so when my flatmate moved out, she moved the clock out of the shower room, and now every time I shower, I want to know what time it is. So I bought a clock.
What, a shower clock?
It's just a clock to go in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, you've got to be waterproof.
Do you need that?
It's not going to be in the shower.
Well, it'll get steamy.
What else are you timing?
Well, it's just in case I'm taking too long to wash my hair.
Well, is it a bathroom clock? Because if it gets steamy or something...
No, John, it's not a designated bathroom clock.
Sounds like you've made a mistake.
It sounds like you should be quiet.
Okay. Victoria there with... Bonus news. Thanks, Victoria.
I'm not sure you are.
Okay. All right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Coming soon on this very programme, this afternoon's game of Band Or. Today, because of course on Friday, Crayola, the American crayon company, announced to much horror amongst its fans that they will be dropping one of their colours, one of their best and favouritest colours. Dandelion Yellow has now gone from the pack. We're going to play a game of Band Or Crayola crayon colour, because there are lots with odd names. But is it a band or is it a crayon? Now, as your time spent with us, of course, to play that game, you could get a meat-based souvenir. Chicken, beef or lamb up for grabs, as well as a box of organic veg. That goes into the choice as well, because we're not racist. It's on the way. Band or Crayola colour pen. But now, if you've been listening to the programme over the last few days, sort of before the weekend and anything else, you'll know that we are contractually obliged to bring you a live read.
Yeah, just read it. Oh. Come on.
Now, several meetings we've had about this. Because what a live read is, if you don't know, it's a contractual obligation whereby I, the presenter, have to read out some information that is a well, it's commercial activity. It's a commercial radio station, so this promotes something that we as a station are doing. Now, ordinarily, when you hear somebody do that, they just sort of throw it away a bit because it's not part of the show. You know, I've heard them do it, and they just go, "Oh, anything we think."
Yeah, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but my point is that by drawing attention to it like this, it makes it more of a standout moment, which engages more with the listener who won't switch off, but will be listening to what I say. And as such, I've been zuzzing them up, haven't I? So last week I did the first one of these over the theme from Chariots of Fire because I thought it just merited a bit of drama, right? The next day, what did we do on the next day? Some other music, wasn't it? What did I do with that? I can't remember. But it was bloody good. And then we had to go to a meeting because I ruined it. And then on Friday, I rapped it over some sick beats.
Yes, I remember.
And after the meeting we had after that one, I think I've got it right this time.
So, yeah, so you just read it.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Here we go, then. We've teamed up with the Sun newspaper. Here comes the Sun newspaper. Yeah, clever. For a series of special audience events which kick off on Wednesday the 19th of April in London, and you can be part of it. An expert panel debating what Brexit means for you. You'll have your chance to get your voice heard live on Talk Radio. Up on stage for that debate will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney. Here comes the Sun. Here comes the Sun newspaper. Events. It's all right. It's going to be more than all right. It's going to be great. Sam Delaney on the stage, along with mid-morning presenter Julia Nazi-Fiora.
That's part of the meetings, remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anna Soubry. Soubry?
Soubry.
MP, Dominic Raab, MP, and political comedian Matt Ford. All on stage discussing what Brexit means for you. You can be in the audience. Tickets are only £5. All profits going to St Thomas's Hospital. An excellent cause, as I think you will agree. It's all right. You can buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks. Here comes the Sun Talks. Where you can also find details of the event. Tickets will be limited. Do book now to avoid disappointment. thesun.co.uk/suntalks. As the Sun newspaper, here it comes. Bring you a series of audience events. Wednesday the 19th of April in London is the first one. You can be part of it. Those names again.
No.
Yeah, those names
just, it's fine. You don't need to repeat the names.
Well, I'm just ramming it home
now.
I'm just bringing it.
I know what
I'm bringing
do.
It home. Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney.
And Julia Hartley Brewer. Move on.
Anna Soubry. Soubry.
Yeah. Soubry.
Yeah. MP. Dominic Raab, MP. Yeah. Political comedian Matt Ford.
Yeah.
And Talk Radio's morning presenter Julia
Nazi-Fiora. No, no. I've already. No.
Here comes the Sun Talks. See, I think I did that pretty well again, didn't I, really? Because, again, I've zuzzed it up. In the next bit of the show, we'll be bringing you a game of Band or Crayola Crayon Colour. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Talk Radio in partnership with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red?
For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got 100mm treated deck boards for only 99 pence per metre. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe, you were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ryan.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays around the centre of Lancaster caused by the closure of the A6 Great John Street as you head into the city. It's closed because of a building fire. The northbound M6 as you head towards Birmingham struggling. 4A to 5 there was a broken down vehicle, and then 6 to 7 there were earlier problems after a multi-vehicle accident, but all the restrictions have been lifted. North of Sutterton in Lincolnshire, the northbound A16 heading towards Boston remains closed after an accident, and earlier problems on the southbound M5 in Gloucestershire have left delays around junction 13 for Stroud. I'm Gerina Adams.
Cereal. Morning cereal, evening cereal, cereal with milk, with a spoon, with fruit, in a bowl, in a mug, straight from the box cereal. At the table cereal, on the sofa cereal, watching TV cereal, and cereal.
Right now, Nestle Cheerios are half price. Just £1.39 at your local co-op.
375 grams was £2.79, subject to availability. See in-store for details. Offer ends 4th of April.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock for drive time here on Talk Radio. Before that, though, there's a small matter of meat. Now, we like to give away meat-based souvenirs on this programme. It's a budget thing, really, if I'm honest. For time spent with us on the radio, there is your chance to be on the receiving end of chicken, beef, lamb or a box of organic veg if... you fancy that kind of thing, and we do that, of course, to include everybody, because we're not racist. So, it's time to play today's game, which is a game of band or crayon colour.
We'll be right back.
So we welcome along today's contestant. She's called Beth. She's on the telephone. Hello, Beth.
Hi, John. I'm with my brother, Jack.
You're with your...
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Your brother... Hello, brother Jack.
Twins.
Twins?
Twins.
Wow. Are you conjoined? Is that why you're together?
We're conjoined. We're together a lot of the time.
Oh.
Conjoined.
That's nice, though, isn't it? That's lovely. Yeah. So does that mean you're... Are you sort of asking permission to sort of play along as one? Is that the...
I mean, we do come as one. We were in the room together, so... Hopefully.
All right. Well, I'm happy with that. That's absolutely fine by me. You'll be playing when we get round to the game in a moment. You'll be playing against Cornelius here.
Yeah, that's not very fair.
Well, it's like Blockbusters used to be. Do you remember that?
No. Because I am 24.
That's right. There were two contestants and then one contestant, and it was never fair. But that's how they did Blockbusters, and that was popular. So let's give it a shot. So Ben, sorry, was it Jack?
Jack.
Yeah, Jack. All right. Are you on speaker?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah, sounds rubbish. Anyway, Beth and Jack, where are you? Where are you twins together?
We're in the...
Oh God, you just talk at the same time as well. Amazing. Beth,
in unison.
Beth, where are you twins?
We're currently in Leeds studying for Jack's dissertation.
Oh, right, OK. Are you helping that? Yeah, you allowed to help him write his dissertation? Stop talking, Beth. Are you allowed to help your twin with the dissertation as well? Is that how it works?
I'm actually currently starting mine as well.
More of the tutor. She's just guiding me and making sure I'm doing the right thing.
Right, fine. OK, well, what's your knowledge of drawing and crayons like?
Null.
All really? Right, fine. Well, look, I've got a list of things, okay. Beth and Jack, and they are either the name of bands or they're the genuine names of colours that you would find in a Crayola packet of crayons. Now, this is, of course, after Crayola ditched Dandelion Yellow. That was the news on Friday. So this is band or Crayola crayon. Let's play the game. Although I do need to ask you, of course, first of all, which meat you choose should you be victorious. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg?
Beef, always.
You're just agreeing there, of course. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, of course, you're never going to go anywhere. Anyway, here we go. You're playing against Cornelius. Cornelius versus Jack and Beth. Ask Broadcast will be keeping score. Alphabetical order. Oh, that's awkward.
What, Beth? I'm the oldest.
Yeah, that's fine. Cornelius first. Cornelius, is this a band or is it a crayon colour? Timberwolf.
Band.
No.
Oh.
Would you believe it's a grey crayon? Timberwolf in the Crayola range. Other ranges of Crayola are available. Okay, over to Beth and Jack there. Inchworm. Band or crayon? Inchworm.
Band.
Just going to... Agree, of course. It's a crayon. It's a sort of green colour, which really... Oh, inchworm green. Oh. Ultraviolet hippo, Cornelius.
Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese, Jack and Beth.
Macaroni
and cheese.
I'm going to say band for that one.
Are you?
I'm going to have to agree.
Are you? You'd be wrong, unfortunately. It's a crayon. Macaroni and cheese, would you believe it's a crayon? It's a Crayola crayon. Cornelius, band or crayon? Big Black Nun.
Band.
It's a band, very good. Pixie Guts Red. Jack and Beth.
Third time lucky band. What
we're
saying?
Band.
It is a band, good. Yes! Very good. Very good. Come on. Cornelius. Robin's egg. A robin's egg.
Crayon.
Yes.
Yes.
A sort of light blue colour, very good. Jack and Beth. Dog's egg. Dog's egg.
I'd
say... Crayon. No. Oh,
band. Band is a band, I'll give you that, yeah. Cornelius, Purple Mountain. Purple Mountain.
Band.
Is a crayon.
Crayon, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Jack and Beth. Orange Goblin. Band or crayon?
I'm going to go maybe crayon. I'd
say band for that one.
Oh, wait. You've got to agree at all times.
I don't know. Crayon.
No, it's a band. I'm going to give you 5 extra points for that, though. For
what?
Well, it seems fair. Yeah. Cornelius, Jazzberry Jam.
Jazzberry Jam. Yeah. I'm going to say crayon.
It is a crayon. That's absolutely right. Jazzmag Jam. Jack and Beth.
Jazzmag Jam. A band.
Sounds like a band.
It's a band. Yeah. Yeah. Cornelius, Fuzzy Wuzzy. Cornelius. Okay.
Band.
Crayon.
Good.
Yeah. In the Crayola range. Something to do with fuzzy felt, I guess. Jack and Beth, Tickle Me Pink.
Crayon.
It's a band. Oh. It's a band. Cornelius, a band or crayon? Chocolate Starfish.
Bond.
Yes, band. Golden Rod, Jack and Beth. Golden Rod.
Golden Rod. Gonna have to say a band for that one.
It's a crayon. It's a yellow. Cornelius, Black Milk.
Black Milk. Yeah. I'm going to say Cray Off, a band.
Yes!
Oh.
Very good. And finally, Geranium Lake. Geranium Lake. Jack and Beth.
Band. Oh, no, that could be a nice
band. Let's
say
some band.
You're going to go band. I'm ready to Crayon. It's a crayon. It's all right, though. Because now we just need to go to Ask Broadcaster. She's through the glass, and I think she's been adding up the scores to find out exactly who is. Now we've got to fire up the system for you. It takes a little bit of time, this, because it's a dial-up system. But just bear with us, if you would. While we dial it up, Jack and Beth are in Leeds. There we go, we're in. Right, okay, so we're into the system. So we've just got to type the details into the system while it works out the score, of course. But you've got to put it on twin setting.
Oh.
Like a twin set that you get. Twin. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to print it.
Okay, we'll just print it out then, okay.
What happened?
Yeah. All right, it's bear in mind, we can print the score. Now, this will determine whether or not you win a beef to share. You don't get one each. A beef. Printing it off. Just printing the scores off now. Slow printer, I'm afraid, so just bear with us. Any moment now. Here we go. Jack and Beth. On an unintelligible speakerphone.
Paper chat.
Got it. Right. Okay. So, Ask Broadcast. What are the scores?
Cornelius got 6.
Yeah.
And Beth and Jack.
Yes.
Got 8.
But on average, they got 4. On average, they got 4.
Sure. Is that enough to get them some beef?
Yeah.
Yay! Well done, Jack and Beth. Well done. Well done, twins. Well done, twins.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well done. Our first twins on the programme there. Winning some beef that they have to share because of budget reasons. That was Band or Crayola Crayon Colour. And now here's Sam Delaney with details.
Hey, Sam.
Of programme.
Hi, everyone.
Hello there.
Hi.
Good to see you.
First of all, we're talking about the 3-day weekend that the hippies in the Green Party are suggesting.
Yep, yep.
Makes me sick.
You have a 3-day weekend. You only do 4 days here.
Yeah, 4 days here, then all the rest of it that I do outside of this. I believe in hard work, and I think it's disgusting that these hippies in the Green Party would suggest everyone gets an extra day off work. If anything, they should have less time off work. So we're doing that. Also, quite exciting news. I don't know if you noticed, but we're going to war on 2 fronts.
That's right, we certainly are.
Yeah, Gibraltar and North Korea.
Yep.
So that's quite exciting. I'm going to be talking to David Willetts, who is the Sun's defence editor, who doubtless is beside himself.
Yeah.
With
all
excitement.
His Christmases have come at once here. Yeah.
The thing is, the best position to be in any war, being like the commander-in-chief is exciting, being a dude who, you know, drives a tank, that would be cool. But probably the best thing would be to work at the Sun.
Yeah.
Writing headlines.
Yeah.
Because
that's the front line.
They do come into their own around times of conflict.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be getting the inside skinny on him as to how likely these wars are, what we will expected to do, what radio hosts like you and I,
yes, right,
whether we will be expected to fight or whether we can fight the information war.
Yeah.
better. Maybe we'd be better placed just remaining here as much as we'd like to fight.
I mean, we could, but we could go and do an El Salvador broadcast from the front line.
From the trenches.
But unfortunately, none of our equipment to do that works properly. So,
like, good morning, Vietnam.
Exactly like
it'd
that.
It'd be great, but if his equipment never went wrong, as far as I remember.
No, that better equipment than we did. And that was 1960s.
Decades ago, yeah.
Good morning, monkeys! you can shout there on Gibraltar.
Yeah, it'd be great. So, anyway, that's it. We've got war, we've got hippies, and a bloke who wrote a book about riots. So we've got the lot.
Great news. Sam Delaney riots. With you next on The Drive Time here on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'll be back on Virgin Radio doing breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning, if you can be bothered with that. I'll play some music and just talk in the gaps. But here tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.